Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
I'm skeeved out about him poking inside of your testicles. He took the finger and put it into your body. Every once in a while, I trim with a scissor, and I caught the sack once.
We're gonna play my game this time. Getting it on. Joysticks constantly coming out, and it came.
I love pajama bottoms. I like piss.
I think I'd really like to come. It's hair that grows in the pubic area. The concept of working on my home is really, really appealing. I only wore one pair of underwear all week. There was only one day that I had to put on underwear to go outside of the house. I wore PJs. Pajamas.
I understand at this very moment why it made Brian so mad when I said manscaping, because hearing a man say PJs just did the same thing to me. Now I understand.
If I'm going outside of the door of my apartment, I'm wearing underwear. Well, no, that's not true.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show.
Welcome! Silly sound, it's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears, place to be. Magical Wonderland, Fantasy Cavalcade, all that fantasticness, here on Heroes Talk. Hey everybody, welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Want to be a part of this program? You can, 877-744-6405. You can also do it on Skype over at, I think it's Best in Show Radio, is it Best in Show Radio?
Yep.
Best in Show Radio. We got the Instant Messenger with Best in Show Chris, Best in Show Keith, and Best in Show Rob available for all of your IMing needs. Yeah, he's Best in Show Rob now, don't be confused, but he's not even on your buddy list, is he? But you're on my buddy list, your name's Keith.
And nothing really matters.
What?
I was fulfilling a request.
Oh, okay.
Somebody requested Linkin Park.
Oh, they're my favorite band ever.
That's all I could do of Linkin Park.
I wouldn't even recognize that. I was convinced you were singing Metallica.
No, I didn't say nothing else matters. I said nothing really matters.
Is there really much of a difference?
I think, really?
I'm going to say else would be the difference, I guess. I'd say that neither one of those bands nor their music matters, but that's just me. I don't know. I look over to your side, right, left, whatever, one of those. I always get confused with the mirror and whatnot. His name is it's Fred.
47 years ago, someone is requesting something from Lincoln. President.
Ah, so nice. It's really good. Well, I mean, it is President's Month, right? It is President's History Month, Black History Month, Lincoln's Month, Lincoln Park, Washington's Month, all that stuff.
Is it Black History Month?
Of course it is.
The shortest month of the year. Why do we get the shortest month of the year?
What do you mean we?
I'm black.
You might be the whitest dude I've ever met.
I'm right here.
Actually,
I'm
just going to say, there's Keith. I got confused for a minute.
I usually see like TV commercials and stuff. That's why I was thrown. Okay.
It's Black History Month. Well, you probably don't watch
TV?
No, I'm trying to think. Like, I always remember those Black History Month commercials being on like Channel 5, like Fox, like during the kids' hours, really. Not really during adult hours for some reason, like during like afternoon cartoony TV.
Although it's funny, I do remember last year hearing about it at the end of the month and then saying, oh yeah, that's right.
It was Black History Month.
Not only do they get the shortest month of the year, we're just not going to mention it until the last day. Oh, by the way, guess what yesterday was? See ya, March now.
And don't forget Valentine's Day comes on this month as well.
I could never in a million years forget Valentine's Day. My betrothed was born on that day. And so I have I get a double whammy. It's her birthday and her Valentino's.
One
day.
Year you're going to forget one of the things.
Yeah, just one or the other.
Yeah. Her birthday would be worse.
That would work out really well.
Happy Valentine's Day. Anything else? Nope.
All right. Don't have a happy one then. Screw you. And look over there. He's riding the ship. He's making sure everything goes just fancy and perfect and everything, even though everyone's letting us know over and over again in all the chat rooms that we're 3 minutes late starting the show today. I think he did a bang-up job anyway. His name is Bobby G.
What's going on, fellas?
Hanging.
Hanging.
You too? Wow, nice. I'm glad we're both hanging. But yeah, I'm... I know we usually probably turn on the cams in here a little bit early, usually before the show starts, before we get the audio on the air. And I was I wasn't here to do so this week, so we turned on like 3 seconds before the show started, and I was conspicuous by my absence, I suppose, because I just had the most awesome commute coming home from work and then coming from my house here that just made me insane. And I just a couple things I wanted to get off my chest if I could before the show starts. I'd like to right off the bat say congratulations and thank you to my friend Keith for not being a driver, knowing that someplace in your wee little heart that maybe you're not cut out to be a driver. Is that the reason why you think?
Just kind of lazy. Anyone can honestly drive, you know.
Oh no! I beg to differ, my friend. Hence where I'm going tonight. Yeah. Oh, is that Keith driving?
I'm driving my way here.
Driving his footmobile into a lake. I don't understand what he did there. Yeah, it was. Like I said, I've never more have I appreciated people not driving, like people like Keith that didn't drive other than a night like tonight. There are three things in the world that make me insane. I don't know where I came up with the number three from because there's only two. But there are three things in the world that make me insane. People who stop where there is no stop sign make me insane. People that are at a stop sign, at a four-way stop sign, waiting for you to show that you're stopping even though they're already stopped and they're free to go. Anything that's delaying my transport in any way makes me insane and makes me livid.
Even though I'm not a driver, I've seen people stop when there's not a stop sign, wait for the person. Like, okay, so it's not a four-way stop. Somebody doesn't have a stop sign. They're waiting for the person approaching the stop sign to, like you said, to make...
The person that doesn't have a stop sign is waiting?
Is waiting.
Right, that's my number one.
For, like you said, the person that doesn't have a stop sign to make sure they're going to stop. And I've seen this almost cause accidents because the person pulling up to the stop sign assumes, well, that person's just sitting there, so I'm just going to go.
Right. There's nothing in the world like, oh, I'm being cautious. Stopping a dead stop in the middle of a busy thoroughfare, not really cautious. It's really just like creating a landmine for people to hit in the middle of the road.
Absolutely. I think you're causing more damage by stopping than anything.
At the very least, you're causing damage to my psyche, my already established as delicate psyche as I'm driving through the streets and I want to murder this person on the way here today.
You need to get to Chipotle that bad?
Oh, my God. Dude. Never say that again in a million years. It's Qdoba, all right? Qdoba. The official burrito of Best in Show.
Was it ever Chipotle? Place for you?
No, Chipotle is, that's the official thing of, that's the official burrito of the DJ News Style show.
Their official thing?
Yeah, their official thing of that show. And just like Moe's, the official burrito of the Awful Hour. That's the way that works out, right? They didn't notice. We just snuck that one by them. But,
and what's the other thing that makes you crazy? Stopping without a stop sign.
No, that was it. There was just those two. Stop people who stop when they're not supposed to stop and people who are overly cautious at the stop that sit there and wait to show that you're going to stop too. I ran into four of those on the way here and I was already running late. I was crazy at work today. I wound up staying at work super, super late and it just made me like I walked in my house, got my show topics and just ran out the door, grabbed my nice carrot and grapefruit juice beverage that I got for myself and just ran out the
door. See, I had a similar experience coming here as well. I was definitely behind a drunk driver. Definitely behind a drunk driver. It was an old, like 1980s Oldsmobile. And the guy was weaving in and out, like past the double yellow lines. And I was like, oh, this guy's definitely drunk. So I kind of like put on the brake a little bit. I still wanted to follow him because I wanted to see what he was going to do. So I put on the brake and maybe I was about four car lengths behind him. And I was like, let me see what he's going to do. He winds up stopping 20 feet in front of a red light. 20 feet in front of the red light. Like, well, there's four car lengths.
You never know what could happen in well, not four car lengths, right?
He was more than 5 feet long.
He was about four car lengths away from the red light. And I was like, whoa, what is this guy doing? And I see him, like, going, like, ducking in underneath, like, his console. Like, his head keeps bobbing up and down, and he's the only one in the car. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's bad. I have a city bus now behind me. And now this single-lane street is turning into a double-lane street where you could either turn left or you could go to the right lane and go straight. So he puts his blinker on, and he does not get into the left-hand lane. He gets into the right-hand straight lane. And now I'm following him. And he's now going to turn left from the right-hand lane.
Where else is he going
to
go?
But now the bus has now gone in front of me and wants to turn left. So now he is about to smash in the side of this bus. I'm like, wow, I'm ready to watch this now. He put on the screeching brakes. The bus screeched its brakes, and you've seen everybody in the bus standing up, like, kind of, like, topple over to, like, the front of the bus. It was, like, kind of like a domino thing.
That's always my favorite thing in the world, being someone who's ridden on an express bus quite a much. I don't know when I decided to stop talking like a person. I think it was, like, now. But, yeah, nothing makes me almost as crazy as those driving issues as when you're on the bus and the guy slamming on the brake hard. But in this case, the guy was in the right. It was some maniac jerk.
He was definitely in the right. He would have
stopped
right
Stopperton into from Stopville.
And I almost wanted to follow him up the street. And I was like, you know what? Let me not even follow him. Bad karma or something. And he almost hit the bus and followed the bus. I definitely drunk. Definitely drunk. And that was scary, man. Those moments are scary. Because you never know what the person's stopping, what they're going to do. If they're stopping in front of you, they could turn right with you. They could turn left with you. You know what I mean? They cannot move.
There's got to be a certain amount of danger, healthy amount of danger in just driving at all,
sure.
I would think. I think that's the normal, healthy thing that should be happening. You should be somewhat nervous. You know, or at least
defensive.
Defensive. There's the word. I was going to say there should be a little trepidation, but no, defensive is the smart way to go. I actually think you get 10% off your car insurance if you have a defensive driver.
For saying that.
Right, exactly. Just because you said it on the air, your insurance just went down.
I thought of defensive driving courses when you're driving and they like, you know, somebody makes fun of your driving and you're like, no, man, I could drive.
Yeah, that's
they teach you like good comebacks for like snappy retorts. To drive, you
know? I got an A+ in snappy retorts.
See, now, would you go past the person at the stop sign, or do you stop behind them?
Stop sign? Whatever, dude. I'm in a rush.
Or if they stopped and there's no stop sign, there's just an intersection. Now, you going by them? Are you turning right and going by them?
Yeah, I go by everybody.
You go by them.
I go by everybody. See, I pull over to the side. I'm also honking and generally screaming out the window, too, so it's impossible for them to think that I'm not going by. Remember, like, 2 weeks ago when I was saying that I never get angry about things and I never explode? Driving things definitely make me explode bad.
Sure.
People on the street just doing the wrong things make me explode and make me nuts.
Even pedestrians, too? Or is it just more people in other cars? Like, will you blame the pedestrian for walking slow across the street?
Nah, that's all right. That's all right. That's okay. We're going to beat you anyway. That stuff doesn't make me too insane. That doesn't make me too insane. I mean, whatever. You're old and slow. Or you're young and slow. Or you know what, you're middle-aged and slow. It's just fine. If you're slow, it's fine.
How about the person that speeds up behind you on the highway and just, like, cuts you off just to get one car length further than you?
Yeah, that stuff doesn't get me too crazy.
Because you do that.
No, I don't. I think it's dumb that people do that, but it doesn't make me mad. Okay. The things that make me mad are things that really impede me. The fact that someone is getting there 6 inches before me and had to go through all the trouble to do it, I'm not all that concerned. Okay. Not a major issue. It's if you're doing something that F's me over. The dudes that ride on the shoulder to get up to the front of the line to force a merge where there's not supposed to be a merge because there's all this traffic that they have to get in front of, but what they're not realizing is they're causing that traffic by being the people cutting off from the front. That stuff makes me nuts. Things that impede me. Things that screw with my flow.
I worked in a home improvement job, and the kid drove a van, and on the highway, he would get onto the shoulder and go the speed limit and put his hazards on so no one would do that.
That's genius. Like, he's that type is of genius. I love that dude. Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Hey, Chris, it's Hutch.
Hey, what's going on, Hutch? My friend the Hutch, who I drive to work with every morning, who is easily the worst, what's the word I'm thinking of? Road rage guy on the planet. Screams at everyone. What's going on, buddy?
You forgot to mention one thing.
Oh, boy.
The changing of the guard at the toll plaza.
Oh, my God! Tonight specifically on the way here, we're going, I don't remember if it was either the tunnel or the Verrazano Bridge, whatever it was. As we're getting to the toll, it was the Verrazano Bridge. As we're getting there, it was the changing of the guard. You know, the your one toll collector is getting off, one toll collector is coming on. And the slow, long, drawn-out process that this, don't get me wrong, gorgeous young lady who obviously is working at a toll booth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nightmare that she was. She was the slowest person in the world. And it wasn't even like got herself settled and was done. Like, would take one customer and then take off the jacket.
And then she had to put the vest back on.
Then, exactly. Then take another customer. Then put the vest back on. Then the next customer, stop and making sure her hair is just right. And let me tell you, that hair was awesome. It looked somewhere between like a, I don't even know. It was like plastered to her head. And gorgeous.
It was definitely paper mache.
Oh, delightful.
So how do they change? The one person goes down and another person comes up, or is the other person there simultaneously?
No. The goodly young woman who took over duties, the one who was becoming the toll collector at that point, stood just in front of the toll collecting lane, and like telling people like just to wait, and then the guy walks out, and then there's like a little stairway at the end of the little island there.
They don't do a little like choreography like the real changing of the guard in Washington D.C.
I'm just imagining that there's some sort of like moving the hands back and forth in front of their face, and then all of a sudden there's another person there.
They like
costume
flip,
change.
They flip a coin to each other or something like that.
You would think there would be some sort of fanciness, like there would be a morphing on the screen that you can't tell who changes.
That's right up there with when you get to like you're in the supermarket and it's crowded.
You son of a bitch.
And you
son of a bitch, I'm so mad because I know where you're going.
And you're the next person in line, and then the cashier takes out her drawer, and the other cashier comes wandering over and begins to count it with like the front end supervisor standing there writing down everything that she's saying.
Do you have your pen so you can validate that, see if anything's counterfeit? That's awful. And the best part about it is as we're coming, and the Hutch can attest to this, as we were going over the Verrazano Bridge, there's like three lanes that you could pay cash and it should come through. We live in Easy Pass Nation now, so there's no chance of anything happening with that, other than you're just sitting there and waiting.
And you wait a good couple of minutes, 5 minutes, what would you say?
I would say, when you put it out there that like that, I was about to say I thought it might have been shorter, but it was probably somewhere in the range of 5 to 10 minutes in there.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like I was sitting online. Hey, what's up? We're just hanging. I know, I understand. You're a little busy. You have to make sure your vest fits you properly, you dumb jack.
Like anyone could see her from the neck up. That's all you see.
Oh, I mean, and if they did, she'd want to wear like a blanket over her whole body. It was a horror show. Like you're picking up dudes hanging out at the toll booth. Hey, baby, you collect money here.
What about the people in authority crossing the street, like going into the tunnel?
You know what, man? The thing is, I was getting crazy tonight from my commute more than anything else coming from my house to here. And I'm totally forgetting all these things. When you're leaving Manhattan at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, they had some sort of militarized dude with his little camouflage on and his pistola sitting at his side, you know, just hanging out there. And he was walking. He decided to walk across the crosswalk in front of cars for no apparent reason and throw like nasty looks at the dude who's driving the car. Like, whoa, slow down, pal. this jerk, just because he's walking around with a gat, like he's somehow the tough guy that we're supposed to be. Well, I guess you are supposed to be afraid of guys with guns. I forgot. I get confused with it. But yeah, it was just one thing after another. But luckily, by the skin of my teeth, thanks to the adept driving skills of one Hutch, who's on the line with us right now, and thanks to, I don't know, my carrot juice that's energizing me through this. Yes, it is carrot juice, veal chop. I see you asking in there what I'm drinking. It is carrot juice. I was able to make it through to tonight's show, and I thank God. Thank my lucky stars.
Get Easy Pass, man.
My company doesn't want to pay. The man. Excellent, Hutch. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Take it easy, boys.
Later.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
You're right. I felt like when you guys were talking about like driving, I was just like, wow, what's going on? I think I know these words, but they don't make any sort of sense to me.
Toll collector. Bridge. Like, what words?
The guy in the thing with the openings and the things. Oh, you mean the little slot machines they have outside of bridges. Now I know what you're talking about. Those things never pay out. Ever.
I love them. I love them.
So, Brian, conspicuously absent tonight.
I didn't even notice.
Did you bring up that Brian's not here tonight, or you not do that anymore?
No, I don't do that. I don't bother with that. I think it's a given at this point that Brian is strictly a Thursday nighter. He's a part timer. He has banker's hours as far as Best in Show is concerned. He's not going to be here full time.
Brian Free Mondays, man.
Brian Free Mondays.
We should come up with a commercial for that. Brian Free Mondays.
I haven't been Brian as Brian Free as you guys were, though. Because this past weekend, I was with my girlfriend. We were making some plans with friends of ours to hang out, and they wanted to hang out somewhere in Brooklyn. So I said, okay, well.
Ew, why?
Well, how I feel about Brooklyn. I won't set foot in Williamsburg ever. And, any of the other, you know, gentrified choices didn't really appeal to me either. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just listening. I'm just making Josh, and I don't care. Listening. Brooklyn, Staten Island, whatever. Every place on earth is miserable.
Well, yeah, of course. But so I decided, all right, well, you know what? Brian lives in Park Slope, so pretty much in the same area. So why don't I call Brian and see if he wants to maybe come out this weekend? So I call Brian, make plans, end up hanging out at a bar, maybe
there's your problem right there.
Half a block away from Brian's house. So Brian comes out, and
I thought you said you weren't going to the gentrified neighborhoods. Exactly. You went to Brian's neighborhood. What are you talking about?
Well, no, yes, I don't. You know what it is? I don't. My problem with those neighborhoods.
I thought he was the president of Hipster Town. That's where he was from.
Hipsterville.
Oh, sorry. I get them so confused all the time.
But yes, you know what it is? I hate just the old. I hate the. Just the streets being crowded like it's the West Village and just some. I don't know. I just hate people. So.
Yeah, exactly. You hate people. You don't have to narrow it down to a neighborhood. It's just all over.
People in general.
Brooklyn, Staten Island, Manhattan, Earth, Mars. Like, basically, our Milky Way, anything. God, I'd love a Milky Way right now. I'd go crazy for a Milky Way or a Snickers. Sorry, you were saying?
So, Brian in the past has talked about how he likes to, how he gets a little crazy when he drinks. I think we've witnessed it. On episodes of Best in Show.
I really haven't witnessed it that much.
Just so we understand, put it this way. When Keith told me a little bit about this weekend's antics, which I'm sure he's going to let all of us know about, when I told me a little bit about it, I mentioned to my wife what had happened, and she's like, yeah, that's why we don't go out any place with Brian anymore. That's intentionally why we wouldn't. Because
something like that happened before? Was there an incident?
We just know that Brian is Mr. Kuthlak, that he's a monster when he's drunk, and he just turns into a crazy dude with no Kuth whatsoever.
But there has to be that specific straw that broke the camel's back that you and your wife have in mind that you know.
Well, other than the multiple times that he was drunk and insufferable at our actual house is a different story. I'm trying to remember. I think we even talked about it on the air. Him being like all drunk and crazy and going to some restaurant with us in Little Italy someplace. It wasn't even Little Italy. I don't even remember where the hell we were. We went to some restaurant and he was just all like loud and belching and disgusting and vile.
Well, because he was good at the Ronnie Hill barbecue, you know, during the summertime. He didn't get too crazy, right?
You know
you
what?
You were the Brian.
You know
night.
What? That's the one day you can always bring up that I cannot say a word about anyone. I'm lucky to be alive after that day. I'm not going to say a word.
Which day was that? I'm sorry, I missed it. You're talking about weekends or?
Exactly.
See, I've never experienced that that crazy Brian, but I'm sure you have, Keith.
Crazy Brian? We were hanging out with some people. And some people in the chat room, actually.
Mizzou, people that you know?
Obviously. And our buddy Keith Fu in the chat room as well was in attendance.
Cool.
And
wait, so is Keith Fu who we really think he is? Who everyone has proposed he was?
Who did we propose he was?
Oh, I guess we'll talk about it off air later because I'm not going to say it. I like to drop secrets on the air and then not tell them to anyone. That's what I like to do. I like to confuse everyone, make you feel awful.
So we're all there, and we're hanging out. And Brian, as the night continues on, is getting, Brian drunker and drunker. And this, I don't know where this fits in, but the fact that he couldn't get Lucky Strikes in the store, so he bought a pack of Parliament and was just ripping the filters off.
I have like 5 cigarettes at a time, or one at a time.
Nah, well, he was chaining it.
Okay. But,
so as the night drags on, the first witnessing of crazy drunken Brian is when he begins talking about the top 64 songs of all time contest, and he begins and
top 64 song contest. What's that all about?
Well, if you go to
BestInShowRadio.com and click on that banner right at the bottom of the page. You can feel free to vote. You could do that. It'll be an awesome thing. Is that what you were trying to say?
Bro, why don't you let me finish, Evan? God.
You're taking the words right out of your mouth.
Wow. So Brian's talking about how he's angry that the Neutral Milk Hotel song that was in there, which was a song called Where You'll Find Me Now, was in there. And a Neutral Milk Hotel song, which was nominated by, and I apologize, I can't remember who, a song called Oh Comely, wasn't. And I'm trying to – because Where You Find Me Now got killed in the contest by the – close to me by the Cure. Something like 32-3 maybe.
I don't remember. And I told Brian,
no matter what, like, I'm pretty sure any Neutral Milk Hotel song – and I'm a big fan of them – was probably going to fare pretty evenly, fare the same way that one did. And Brian just banging on the table insisting that Oh Comely is the Hey Jude of Neutral Milk Hotel and would have trounced – Close to Me by The Cure, and probably been a top contender for the number one song of all time.
All right, so he was reasonable. He was reasonable. I would generally think that's possible.
Yelling and screaming about how everybody knows that song.
This is definitely how the literature fight started.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand being vehement about something and belligerent and ridiculous on some sort of dumb point. So that's fine. I don't mind that, especially if you're amongst friends. There's nothing out of hand about that, as far as I can tell, right? It didn't get any worse, did it?
He's discussing, as Vealchop says in the chat room, if Redemption Song beats A Day in the Life, just shut the effing contest down.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Brian's next point of contention, which I'm in agreement with, to be fair, he banged louder on the table for that argument than he did for the Oh Comely argument.
Well, that's a valid argument. It makes a lot of sense.
It's now like 3 a.m, and Brian's like, all right, listen, I know this new wave club you're going to love. It's a couple blocks away. Let's go there. So we go and walk there, and he's in rare form now. But he's hanging out. Whatever.
What's rare form? What is he doing on the way there?
Like, just crazy yelling drunken at people? Brian, being no, nothing like that, but just being like loud and obnoxious. But it's fine. It's okay. He's not being like out of hand.
Is his girl with him to keep him in line?
She was there for the earlier part of the night, and then she went home. Ooh, so at this point, like, he's set free now. So as we're walking, as we're in this other place now, we're getting ready to leave.
By the way, I just want to point out that Vanessa is saying in the Hero Stuck Chamber, I don't even know what song Brian's talking about. I had to vote for The Cure. I love that. Love it.
Which is exactly why I we'll get into the song contest later. But we get there, and as we're leaving – a friend of ours that came with us, I walk out, and somebody tells me, he and Brian are about to get into a fist fight. And so I go out there, and now,
this is someone that you know that came out with you, like?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And
were they really concerned, or was it like a joking around?
They were concerned. I thought they were joking around, and they were concerned. And then,
your girl, the Miz, is pointing out in the Hero Stock Room, fighting on the streets. Literally fighting on the streets.
And then, people keep, I don't see any punches being thrown, but people keep, like, separating them, And our friend has this thing. Now, anyone that knows Brian, Brian hates to be touched. Brian will squeam and he will jump out of the way. Brian,
he'll squeam? He'll
like to squeam. Did I say squeam?
Yes, yeah. He did.
Wow.
I'm going to squeam. I'm so squid.
I'm not finishing my story now and I quit the show. He'll squeal. He'll squeal and squirm is what I was going to say when you want to get next to him. When you want to touch him.
He's a little squeamish. He's a little squeamish about touching.
He is squeamish. And he did scream and squeal. And so he'll jump out of the way, you know, like, and get like, ugh, you know, like. But this friend of ours, and his thing that he likes to do.
Like he's made? Like he's a friend of
ours?
Yeah,
he's a friend of ours.
Okay.
And his thing that he really likes to do is when somebody is like sort of fighting with him, like. Like, he's not a guy that wants to get into, like, a fist fight. You know, like, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure he's gotten into fights because of the...
Do you know what those people are called?
What?
Adults.
Yeah.
Adults don't want to get into fist fights. That's what they are.
So.
Not teenagers. That's what that is.
What he decided to do is to, kiss Brian.
Ooh. That's the way to not get into a fist fight with him.
He likes to kiss. So I believe he kissed Brian on the lips.
As I say, that's one thing that'll make Brian not want to get into a fight with you. Keith, who points out things that will set, that will get Brian to make him want to fight. One, music. Two, God. Three, everything else.
In some order. So
the guy kissed on the cheek, on the lips?
I think on the lips.
Oh.
Did he get him?
Or no, he went for it? He got him.
Oh, nice. Was it one of those, like, he grabbed him around the neck and, like, brought him in kisses?
Yeah, or? I think he got him, like, by the back of the head type of thing. You know, a real Cary Grant style, you know? Like,
I'd rather someone spit on me.
So, and then Brian jumps away now at this point, and then,
rolls on the floor and goes, ew, 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 just over and over again. That was the end of the fight, considered a knockout.
Now, at this point, everyone else is really drunk, too, so it's kind of like, all right, come on, let's just go. Enough of this already, you know? Like, so everyone's, like, walking. And then, I turn around, and I see Brian and our friend walking, you know, no, I want to say hand in hand, but they're not, but they're walking along together, and I'm like, all right.
It's so like, maybe that kiss really got to Brian, yeah, you know, all of a sudden.
Like, so they're walking together, and I don't know if I'm telling the story wrong, but I don't believe I am. But anyway,
from my memory, it sounds perfect.
Sounds good.
That,
right?
But I also wasn't there.
You can't wait till the unicorns come in.
Oh, right? It's the best part. Were the unicorns a Pegasus? I get them all confused. Why can't they just have one? Why can't you have a horn and wings? Just stupid.
What is a Pegasus? Something with a horse with wings?
A horse with wings. A unicorn is a horse with a horn. Why wouldn't you just have a Pegasus with a horn or a unicorn with wings? Oh, wait, that's right. None of them exist. I forgot for a second. But if you're going to make a big, stupid, fake thing, it should be like one giant one. And maybe breathe fire.
Were you going to tell me that Barnum and Bailey's unicorn they had was fake?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The goat with the surgically implanted drill bit.
Don't tell me that was fake.
No, it was awesome. It was awesome. I don't know how I – this is what I just decided to take things to. I'm sorry, Keith. You were saying something about Pegasuses or something?
Yeah, so Brian's on the Pegasus and our friend's on the unicorn. And – So they're walking together, so I'm thinking, like, all right, well, they made up now. And then suddenly I see him run back away from Brian, back to the people he was with, and say, all right, that's it. I've had it with this guy.
Awesome.
So now I don't know what's going on.
By the way, joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, who's this?
Hey, it's Monty.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hey, let me ask you, who is this person that we're talking about?
This is Brian. This is Crazy Brian, the other guy who's usually here on the show who looks kind of like Michael Douglas or a Baldwin brother.
Yeah, but who is the guy that's kissing him?
It's somebody I'm sure you don't know. I don't want to name names if he doesn't want his name named, so I choose. But it's somebody you definitely don't know.
Okay, because I got a very similar story, but go ahead. Yeah, I want to hear the rest of your story.
Yeah, stick around. We'd love to hear your story, too.
So,
So you hear Brian yell, and what does he yell again?
So Brian yells, no, the other guy who shall remain, Voldemort, we'll call him.
Okay.
He decides to run.
Why would you call him Voldemort, but okay.
He must remain nameless.
Okay, sorry.
He runs back and he says, that's it. And then Brian comes up to me and says,
I just made out with another man. It was great.
He's like, all right, man, I'm getting out of here. You guys are good, right? I'll see you later. You know, Brian, because Brian's just not, like, fazed by anything. He's hanging out. He's Brian, and he's hanging out. And so now that's the end of the Brian being there portion of the story. But I was curious. I was like, "What? How did this even start?" At one point, so on the ride home, I asked Voldy. I'm like, "How did this even happen?" And apparently,
oh, so you drove home?
Yeah, I went in and home with him.
Oh my god!
Him and Voldemort are tight. They're like they're boys.
See, I thought this was just a random dude at the bar. I didn't know that this person was with you guys in the group with you guys the whole time.
That's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, this isn't an impromptu literature fight with some jerk at a bar. This is a guy that they were hanging out with that night. It's like inviting someone to your house and then having a fight with them. Essentially, someone that he was close with.
So you asked Voldemort what happened?
Apparently, Brian in the new wave bar, the second place we went to, sat down on the couch and started telling him that he just moved here from Portland a couple months ago, that his opinion on anything is meaningless because he's from Portland and he's in the big city now. And
I love the big city.
And something about like he's an artist, and telling him like he's never going, why don't he just accept that he's never going to amount to anything in life? Repeatedly, over and over, why,
Brian's telling Voldemort this.
A person he's never met in his life.
Wow. Just so you know, as we have Monty on the line, this is actually the reason why I was asked to leave Monty Love, is because this is what Monty was telling me on a daily basis all the time. He told me that I'd never amount to anything, and I had to go.
And it's not because I was kissing you on the mouth.
Well, no, obviously, that would be weird.
Wow. So I guess if you were that kid and some kid was talking trash, you got to say something, right? Somebody comes up to you and says you're never going to amount to anything in your life. You got
to. Yeah, the obvious response is to make out with someone that says that to you. Don't get me wrong. I admire his moxie. I think that was a bold move to go in that direction, but I could never imagine that would be the appropriate response. But then again, what is the appropriate response to, don't get me wrong, a lovable douchebag, but a douchebag nonetheless that you've never met before, is just totally being a douche to you for no reason. Like, wait, dude, I'm here hanging out and having a couple of drinks, and you're going to tell me because of... By the way, Brian, who's from Albany, by the way. Who's from Albany.
Not the big city.
Not the big city by any research. I'm talking wrong. I don't know that Brian thinks that he's going to amount to anything. Obviously, he spends 6 hours a week coming here.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever happened to Brian?
What do you mean, what happened to him? He likes to hang out sometimes.
He moved to the big city.
I haven't seen his face in a while.
Yeah, he's a part timer here. He only comes to Best in Show once a week.
And who is Brian to say whose opinion means more? And you're never going to amount to anything. I mean, what balls? But if it's true,
don't get me wrong. I totally understand. Obviously, you guys at this table know. You know, Monty on the phone obviously knows. I have somewhat of a self-righteousness about myself and think that if anyone disagrees with me about anything, they're obviously wrong. So I can understand having
that.
I know, right? It's a little weird. But I could understand someone being like, kind of like a jerk in that way. But like to someone you don't know, like, you know what? Think it. Think that you're awesome.
Exactly.
But you don't have to scream at other people about it. Speaking of thinking about we're awesome and thinking that you're awesome and thinking you're the center of the world, we're talking on the phone with Monty, our buddy, who has an I'm number one tattooed on his arm. Monty, what was your story with your kissing pal?
But as I get older, my self-esteem's getting lower. I think I'm going to add like a number 7 after it. So
okay, all right. No, hey, 17's not bad. Being number 17 is not bad at all.
Well, I walked into a bar in Staten Island.
It
was a big Serpico reunion show. And, oh, man, I don't even want to mention his name, but...
Yeah, please don't. Please don't. Just point and whistle.
Yeah. So...
Okay. Oh, him. Okay.
So he runs... He comes up to me, and I didn't see who it was, but grabs my head, turns it around, open mouth kisses me on my mouth, and I must say, you know, as gay as I am, I've never open mouth kissed a man before.
Okay, now, this is someone that you were good friends with, or not someone you're good friends with, someone that you were an acquaintance with?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know who it was, because then he continues to pick me up from behind, and he's like picking me up and down and up and down. And up and down and up and down. And I'm just like, I kind of have like a cool face on because there's only like a few people who I would accept this from. And I just figured it was my old drummer, Debo. And he's the only guy who I would have accepted it from, like him being drunk and kissing me on the mouth. But I turned around and it was a kid who I, someone who I couldn't stand to begin with. And if you knew who it was, I'll say it in the chat room. But
I have a guess. I want to make a guess right off the bat, and I'm trying to think how to say his name. Are either of his initials an M?
Yeah.
Of course, I knew exactly who it was. I know exactly who it is.
So like, I am stunned by it because, and I kind of like walk away because I like, because when that happens, you're not like, you know, if you're like, oh, if that was me, I'd turn around and punch him in the face. But it's not always your first reaction because you kind of have to like take, you know, like understand what's happening. I'm like, wait a minute, someone just like kissed me on my mouth. I'm kind of like mad about it, I think.
So
I'm not really like.
That's definitely this guy's style to be able to do stuff like that.
Can I just tie this in all together?
Sure, by all means.
Somebody that had an ongoing, almost possible actual fist fight with Brian about 5 years ago.
Yep, over some sort of ridiculous, over something that happened, ironically, on the Monty Love message board as we're on the phone with Monty Love. By the way, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Monty Love or the Monty Love message board or any of this stuff, you need to, I don't know, figure it out somehow. I don't know how you would learn about it, but Monty Love, it was a fine band of the punk rock variety. Or what was it? It was punk hop. Was that what you guys were?
Yeah, something like
super
that.
Punk hop, something along those lines. That our buddy Monty, who's on the phone with us, was the singer and I don't know, the founder of, along with our very own Fred here, who's you know, our pal was in the band and you know, I don't know. A band.
So, Monty, after you took it, what did you do? Did you like fake smile and say, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" Or
no,
did you like walk away?
I kind of gave him a look, and then I walked away.
Oh,
and then I went over to the bouncer. No. Before I went to the bouncer, I like walked away, and then I turned back around to him, and I was like, "You know what the F is wrong with you?" He's like, "Dude, what?" And I'm like, "No, you're a douchebag." I'm like, "What makes you, why, like, I couldn't even process what was happening. I go, why would you do that?" He's like, "Come on, man, I'm a homo."
Well, I mean, he let you know. I mean, there's nothing, as long as he let it out there and, you know, let you know exactly what was going on.
Yeah, well, I was like, listen, I know that, you know, as much as I act like one, I'm not. So, and I was just like, and I told the bouncer, I was like, "Dude, keep an eye on him." I was like, "Because he's going to give you a problem tonight. I know the bouncer."
Hey, that's hey, if anybody around here tries kissing me again, you better get them out of here quick.
Well, listen, because then he says to me, "Do you want me to throw him out?" He goes, "I already had a problem with him tonight. Do you want me to throw him out?" And I said, "No. I mean, you know what? Just let him stay. What am I going to, you know, what's, you know, because then you got to think, what is the big deal? You know what I mean? Like, am I really mad about it? Like, I don't even know if I'm mad about this." So, then he continues to tell everyone in the bar, "Oh, Jay Miller's trying to get me kicked out because I kissed him on the mouth. Now he's trying to kick me out." And he's telling everyone in the whole bar the entire story. So then, right before the band goes on, this is the band playing for the first time in 15 years.
He's outing you.
You know, was that?
No, forget it. Go on.
And, like, everyone's excited. No one has seen these people on stage in years. And all of a sudden, I see the guitar player on stage screaming into the audience, "Get the fuck out of here. This guy has to get the fuck out of here." In the guy's face. Who do you think he's screaming at? Him. In the crowd.
I'm going to guess somebody. I don't know. Oh, whistle. That's right. I forgot that's what you do. Hey,
I go and get the bouncer. They throw him out, and the bouncer actually, because what was really funny is because he really wanted to stay and see the band. And he was really, like, cute about it because he kept hiding in the back. Like, normally, this guy's a real, like, crazy tough guy, and, like, he doesn't care about anything, so he likes to start fights. But he was, like, hiding in the back because he didn't want to get thrown out. It was pretty funny.
Serpico reunion, you don't want to miss that.
But we found him. We threw him out, and the bouncer had to throw him against the wall and everything and put his knee in his face. It was really cute.
See, that to me is sad. I don't like that stuff. Being someone who's been on the receiving end of one of that gentleman's unexpected kisses, because that is his M.O. He's done that quite a few times. Whatever. I don't care so much.
Well, when you're trying to walk him out and the kid takes his glasses off and headbutts you in the face, then you got to throw him against the wall.
Well,
it's not like he's...
Okay, see, that's a different story. That's not adorable kissing parts. That's a little bit different. It's a little bit different.
No, and then the next thing I know is that another Staten Islander who used to be in a band with you, who's about 6'7", weighs like 300 pounds, is the biggest monster I've ever seen,
starts screaming in my face how he wants to kill me. And I started freaking out, like, what is going on? And I didn't even respond to that one. I was, you know, what are you going to say when a monster yells at you?
Kiss him.
I would say best advice, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. Wow, a lot of drama at the Serpico show
that
I missed out on.
I was most scared that he was going to kiss me because I'd have to give in to that.
What choice would you have? I feel so bad that I was asleep on my couch not going to the show. Look what I could have missed. Look at all the stuff that
you're
I missed.
You're a real sleeper.
Ah!
Yeah.
Oh! That joke was for four people.
That was funny. That was funny.
But he wound up apologizing to me afterwards because he understood that kid's a jerk. But listen, not to talk about him. Can I talk about something else?
Sure, sure. Jay, you're on the phone with us. Monty Love, you're on the phone with us. Monty Love, you can check all their stuff out. Go over to myspace.com/Monty Love. Or just go to YouTube and search Monty Love. You'll find all sorts of great videos, all sorts of great songs, all sorts of like that. Our buddy Tidbit88 is pointing out in the Pal Talk room how much he loves Draw It Up. Good stuff. And by the way, Tidbit88 looks gorgeous.
Really?
Looks gorgeous when he's laying on my couch. Oh, sorry, on a couch in my dreams. That's something totally different. But yeah, that's all in Pal Talk, dude. Pal Talk, you don't understand the crazy that's out there. This internet, it's a wild, wild web of things. So,
wow.
Yeah, what else you want to talk about, buddy?
Well, listen, about that, so someone told me that I got an email from Ron and Fez today.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
And, yeah, so I think we discussed it last week that the guys were maybe talking about us. Is that truth or anything?
It was during an after show, one of the after show meetings last week, that Ron was talking about the fact that he listens to Monty Love, the band, quite regularly, and he would love to do a reunion with you guys. He actually said it on the air. It's got to be like 6 months to a year ago, maybe even longer than that. That he's mentioned it more than a couple times that he wants you guys to get back together. But yeah, so wow, so what's
that's crazy?
Yeah,
well, I got the email that says it was on MySpace. I don't know exactly who it's from. It says Ron and Fez, but it says, "Hey, was thinking of using Monty Love song for a show opener to set up the reunion show." Now,
what do you mean?
Now is. Did I miss the reunion show?
No, Sleeper. They played a couple of weeks ago. It was awesome.
Oh, so they're going to use that for that.
It's people are clamoring for it. People are looking for it.
No, but what is that? What does that mean?
It means that from Ron mentioning during an after show a couple weeks ago and actually busting out his iPod, as everyone's pointing out in the Pal Talk room, and actually putting his headphones up to the microphone that you could hear that's what he was listening to, like, on the way to the studio that day.
What?
Yeah. This actually happened. Like, after he pointed this out, then people know the band's connection, obviously, with Best in Show. There's been, we talked about it on the air here. I even think we said to you on the air, like, yeah, so we're going to put together the reunion show with you guys. And you guys were all just like, whatever. That's not going to happen, whatever.
And then we never got rid of Fred. So.
I don't even understand what happened. But, and from that, people are clamoring for it. People are looking for it. You got to understand the media power, the entertainment power that Ron Bennington wields. And if he mentions the name of something, people want to know about it, especially when he's giving it such a resounding, oh my God, this is awesome. I love these guys. I wish they'd get back together.
But this isn't a random person. This looks like someone who runs like the Ron and Fez MySpace page or something.
Right.
And so they're like, is there a song that you remember Ron talking about or played on the show that would work?
I want to say it was,
Well, it's always you want what we got.
Sure. Yeah, no, but I'm trying to think what it was. It was something else during the after show that he played a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what it was. I'll find it. I have
it. But he is putting it together for the reunion show.
Well, congratulations. I had no idea you guys were playing.
Yeah, neither did I.
Hey, Jay, how did the show go? How did that reunion show go?
It's going to go great.
It's going to go great.
Once the three of us get together, it'll be like old times, like nothing changed.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. The good old days. The band's getting back together. I'm excited. I'm glad that you guys put this thing together. I'm glad it's not coming as any sort of surprise to you, and it's very planned out the way that you want it to be, just knowing that it's happening. Did they have a date for you? Like, oh, so what time are you guys showing up at the studio tomorrow? Like, or anything like that? Or was it that far gone? Or
I'm very interested to see what happens. I wonder if they could book a whole show for us without us even doing anything. Let me ask Gravy. Gravy, if they wanted to get us back together, how much money would we ask for?
I will be willing to pay them $5 to play.
Five. That's pretty. That's pretty good.
No. You would pay. No, how much for us to get paid?
I wouldn't want to get paid. I would do it. I would do a show, and we'll, you know, that would be it.
The final.
Who is that?
The final show.
Who's that in your studio?
Just me. Me, Chris, Keith, and Rob.
He's not recognizing it.
I don't recognize that answer.
Why, you wouldn't want to do it? Monty, is that what you're saying?
No, it sounds great.
Let's just say, in the words of Tidbit 88 in the Paltic Room, the people want Monty Love on Ron and Fez, and the people get what they want, damn it.
I sent the email out to the guy. I'll keep you guys posted. I'll let you know on Thursday what the response was.
Interesting. I look forward. Actually, not this Thursday, because I don't think our show's going to be on this Thursday, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But we'll let you know when we're going to do our next show, and we'll get the update from you.
And also, Ric Flair returns to Raw tonight. Not sure why.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Not sure why.
It's awesome. I think it has something to do with wrestling, apparently. Something to do with wrestling.
So Brian is a nut, officially. We've realized that now.
Brian is a nut, officially. Monty Love is officially getting back together on Ron and Fez. And there's a mad kisser. There's a kissing bandit at all the reunion shows. I wonder if this kissing bandit will be at the Ron and Fez show for the Monty Love reunion.
Oh, man. That dude comes up to the back of me and kisses me, open mouth kiss. I don't know, I'm swinging. My first instinct is to swing.
You're going
to
fight a guy?
You're not.
If somebody takes me, turns me around, kisses me, I don't even see the person, open mouth kiss me, the first thing, my instinct is to swing.
But what happens if before the kiss happens, you see my eyes?
If I see your eyes, I'm going with it. But that's your first instinct, no? Or it's to back up and at least put your fists up or something.
I don't know. Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this? I'm going to say, who's this?
This is Best in Show Brian.
Oh, hi, Best in Show Brian. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I didn't know you were allowed to use the phone on Monday nights.
I guess I'm being punished. I'm being forced to call in this show, therefore my punishment.
So, Brian, please, by all means, defend yourself. Defend yourself here, because I'm going to be honest. You know I have nothing but the utmost respect for you, and I think that this kid, Keith, is a liar and a son of a bitch. So please, tell us what really happened.
Well, let me be the first person and take the opportunity to suggest that everyone's right and I'm wrong, and I am the a-hole in the situation. And if anything went wrong, it's totally my fault. But I have to say, from the perspective that I heard the story from Keith's mouth, it didn't feel like it happened that way. And I want to apologize first and foremost to Voldemont, if that's what we're calling it.
Voldemonte?
Voldemonte Love Voldemont. Reunion on Ron Fez or something.
Well, that's manly of you to apologize. What are you apologizing for?
Well, I actually kind of walked away from the whole experience feeling like I made another friend, and clearly I have yet again perverted that perception a good 180 degrees, and I made another enemy.
I don't know about that.
Another spirit.
Because on the way home, he just kept repeatedly saying, I really like Brian. And I mean that. He really did keep saying that.
I really enjoyed the guy as well, and I was hoping that I'd be able to catch him again when he made his way back in here, but...
Does anyone have the bell? I think we have a love connection. I hear it. There's the love connection. But the thing is, if you really like the guy too, yet you spent the night telling him how much he was worthless because he's from Portland?
Okay. Let me back this up. First of all, there's...
Microbrews.
First of all, let me suggest two things. I don't recall there being any kind of fight or threaten of a fight scenario, quite honestly. None of that was ever kind of in my... in anywhere on the perspective. It didn't feel like I was being threatened in any way or I was threatening anybody. We were simply, I guess, having a heated conversation that from the outside looked, or maybe even from the inside, if Voldemont thinks that we were fighting or something. But I certainly didn't feel that way. And my apologies if I brought that up.
Okay, so you, in your mind, you don't think that there was a fight that was going on? At most, maybe a slight disagreement?
No, I really don't. I mean, I guess when we were getting loud about it in the bar, maybe it was, hey, let's go outside and have a smoke, and seeing the two guys who were just yelling at each other walk out to the bar, walk outside in the front of the bar might have sort of suggested a fight.
Well, what were you yelling at? What were you guys talking about so passionately?
Well, the two separate conversations are being transposed. One was an oldie of mine of just how, hey, welcome to New York, here you are, you've made it, you're in the center of the world, this is our modern-day Rome, and it doesn't get any better than this, and blah, blah, blah. And he was on board with it. He's like, yeah, it feels great, thank you.
Why are you, why do you think that you are the person that should welcome everyone to the big city, Bri?
I think I am a great welcoming committee. I am a symbol of our beautiful, glorious city.
No, you're not. You were born in Albany.
I know. Well, I don't like to talk about that.
You were born in Albany. You weren't even born in Manhattan.
I was going to say, do you recognize the ridiculousness of the fact that you are from about as far from New York while still being in New York State?
You're practically a Canadian.
Absolutely, and that was part of the conversation as well, that, hey, I'm from Podunk upstate, and I, you know, and here I am, and
you're worthless like me.
That you find yourself in right now. And he was, yes, Brian, you are correct. I do feel quite glorious. Thank you very much. And, you know, I was drunk. I was loaded. I was drinking the asshole juice. I might have, like, turned it a little bit on him.
Oh, Vanessa points it out in the Heroes Talk Room. Here, and here I am, unemployed.
Well, that's kind of, I guess a lot of that was sort of buying into my next theory that I was about to expound upon him. You know, usually when I'm at this state of intoxication is when I come up with my best kind of ideas. And another idea had formed in my head about, you know, the dreams that people have and how our lives are wasted on fulfilling our dreams, or more to the point, statistically speaking, never fulfilling our dreams. And then, like, chalking yourself up as a failure for not getting those dreams and so on and so forth. And I was trying to tell them, well, now that you're here and you're ready to make it, realize that you will never achieve your hopes and dreams. You are going to fail, just like everybody else fails around you, and you will never get there. And just let go of those dreams. Just live your life and be happy doing it. And apparently, I didn't formulate it using those words, and I called him a failure.
No, because I'm sure if you would have formulated in those words, that would have been the most friendly conversation that a person would ever want to have ever. No, just don't worry. You're going to fail at some point. It's all right. I mean, it's sad, but you're a loser.
We all have dreams. We all have hopes, and we all have this fantasy that we're going to build a house or write a book or graduate college or get our driver's license. And for most of us, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, but
you will never achieve those dreams, and you shouldn't beat yourself up for not accomplishing that. You should just chalk it up and live your life and be happy with the way that you are going to live your life.
You know, entropy says it the best in the Heroes Talk Chat Room. What a little ray of sunshine, Brian. Yeah. This really is. Don't get me wrong. I concur with the majority of what he's saying.
But that's something I want to hear from my dad or my mom. It's not something I want to hear from a person I'm drinking a beer with.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear from my dad or mom. But
my dad and my mom when I'm little. You know what I mean? When I'm a teen.
That's exactly the point. While I may agree with what he's saying and believe what he's saying, I don't know that I would necessarily vocalize that. Especially not to a complete stranger. You know?
Well, I mean, at that point, I had 5 scotches and 10 other whiskeys in me, and we were looking deep into each other's eyes, and he was the furthest thing from a stranger in my world, you know? Uh-huh. I was having a very close-heated conversation with a new friend, and it was exciting, and it was new. And, you know, then he went in for the kiss, and it got kind of weird.
And after they were walking together, and then he ran away from Brian. And then Brian went home. Apparently, Brian, I don't know if you recall this. Apparently, what you said to him is, after you guys made up and were friends, you do know you really are never going to amount to anything, though, right?
Well, there was something in my head that was clicking, that everyone was interpreting the words that were coming out of my mouth as an insult, and I was trying to suggest, no, I'm not insulting you. I'm insulting people. I'm insulting all of us. I'm insulting our capacity to define ourselves by what we want to achieve and how badly we don't get it, or something like that.
You do understand, though, that by proxy, then you are insulting him. It's just that you're telling him, I'm not insulting you, I'm insulting everyone, which really does mean you, too. That's essentially what you're saying.
It's not you, it's all humans.
Which
really,
which includes the you. I'm not insulting you. You're just part of a team that sucks. You know?
Well, I'm part of that same team, so.
But, I mean, but you weren't making that clear.
But even if you were, in a Misery Loves Company sort of way, that might be of some sort of consolation to you, but maybe it's not to this guy. And again, apparently you guys had a great time. Voldemort apparently still wants to practice magic with you, and you guys are going to have a great time together eventually. I just, you know, I would probably, you know, I probably wouldn't go the same route. But then again, I'm not Brian.
Well, I mean, you know, clearly I said all kinds of wrong things. I didn't make my position clear, but that's not going to be the last time. This is what happens when I get drunk. I ramble off. I go nuts. But I start thinking these things, and then they come out of my mouth. And
what's the excuse when you're sober?
About it. I have to carry the conversation through to its end. And insist that, you know, I'm going to be right about it. I'm still formulating this argument 3 days after or 2 days after the occurrence. I still think I'm right. I still think we're all failures. It's just, you know, I guess I got to...
Ryan gets into fights. Goofy lights for women.
It's me, because he likes to drink whiskey. By the way, I'm noticing a pattern starting here as Ustreamer 47469 is saying in the here talk room, now I want to kiss you, Brian. So maybe there's something about you that makes people want to kiss you. Maybe you mistook this aggressive kiss as an attempt to diffuse a fight, but maybe it was actual genuine attraction that was occurring because maybe you'd gotten through to Voldemort. Who knows?
I punctured through his leather thick skin and got right to the heart of the matter.
He's been seeing a dermatologist for a few years. You really don't need to point that out about him.
I touched him in a place that no one else has touched him before. That seems clear.
After hearing the story, I'd never want to hang out with Brian at a bar.
All right, join the club. That's my club.
Oh, hey, another thing. I don't remember any kiss at all, which I guess speaks volumes about how intoxicated I was.
Must have not been that good.
But we black things out that we don't like.
Maybe.
You think might have something to do with that. It's the same as like that bad uncle that touched you at one point. You don't remember that too well either. You know, these things happen. What are you going to do?
Daddy?
Same thing. And Liverspot points out in the Heroes Talk chat room, the most important thing said so far tonight, he sounds like a homo magnet. So that's probably has a lot to do with the whole thing.
Well, the real question
is... I hope the most important thing that came out of this conversation is, I'm sorry, Voldemort. I did not mean to say that you were a failure. I meant to say that you're going to fail.
And you'll amount to nothing.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Clear. I hope I clarified myself.
Awesome. By the way, Brian, I want to ask a quick question on a side note. Since you're not here in studio tonight and we're not supposed to be doing a show this Thursday because of scheduling difficulties, have any of us agreed to the idea of doing a show a different night this week, or are we just taking this week off?
I don't know if this is for on-air coverage, but I can be made available anytime this week.
I prefer to never talk to you unless there's a microphone on, so I was hoping that we could sort this out now, but I guess.
Yes, I will. I can be made available as long as you're bringing the whiskey.
Great. All right, so no show. We'll see you guys next week.
I was under the impression we weren't doing one, so I don't know how possible that's going to be for me.
Okay, we'll work it out.
If this is riveting radio.
No, I really didn't think that was the case. I thought Brian was the only one that was a question mark. That's the only reason why I brought it up and figured since we had him here. But that's fine.
Well, Keith, will you be hanging out with Brian ever again? After this incident?
Thursday nights.
Of course he will.
HearUsTalk.com. No, Brian was fun to hang out with. I was glad that I got a chance to see him in action and have a story to tell tonight.
And Brian, look, I'm loud and I'm obnoxious when I'm drunk, and sometimes I'm like a little bit of a handful, but I'm not like an angry drunk. I'm hopefully it's entertaining at the very least.
Hey, Brian, angry when you're starting fights.
Hey, Brian, redemption song.
Oh, boy. I got to go.
Awesome.
He's insane. He's insane.
Oh, there's not even a slight question.
Why would his girl even let him out of his cage?
I would like to point out that Brian's lady is a lovely, lovely, lovely woman. I'm going to say that she's partially insane too. You would have to be at least one quarter insane to be able to take that thing into your bedroom and enjoy it.
Because a crackhead's going to go out with a crackhead, right? An insane person is going to go out with an insane person.
You would assume. To be able to withstand the intensity of his crazy, you would have to at least be partially crazy, or you would, by proxy, go insane from dealing with his crazy, is the way that I would look at it.
Absolutely. I could not deal with him. Definitely not. Especially in a social situation. Especially in a social situation, I could not. In a social situation, I like to be as low-key as possible.
Yeah, with the wrong person, then. Because Brian was screaming and drawing the attention and dancing.
it's fine if you want to be the over the top, you know, like guy. You know, obviously, I have no problem with that. I think that's fine.
I have no problem with it. I'm just saying, for Fred to want to be low key, that's probably not the guy.
He's definitely not the dude. Yeah, but he is. He's kind of. I just don't like hanging out with him just because he's kind of gross, and loud, and bleh. All burping and snorting and
snorting.
What? You've never heard him on the air here sound like he's vomiting on microphone?
Hey, guys.
So allow me to justify my with this. No, and I mean it in a nice way, of course. We're all disgusting. I mean, we're all disgusting. By insulting Brian, I'm not insulting Brian. I'm insulting our race, of which he is a part of. I don't want it to be misunderstood. I don't want anything to be crazy with anything like that. I just want it to be known. Maybe I could make this up to Brian in some way. Maybe I could, I don't know, sing him a song of some sort. That's my attempt at singing a song. I guess it didn't work. Wait.
Disappointing.
Sorry, I started talking to Rob before he comes up with the lyrics. What am I going to do? Hi, Vanessa. What's going on, buddy? Vanessa? Yeah, she's not there. We're not hearing her, Rob. That's awesome. All right, so Vanessa, I really appreciate and understand what you're trying to say by this, but this is kind of, it seems so secretive. You think you could share it with all of us? No. Nope.
Hold on.
Nope, apparently not.
Donna, did you ditch us again this week? You may be talking, but we can hear you speak.
You creep. All right, maybe it had to do with the fact that I wasn't saying. Oh, Vanessa, what's going on, buddy?
Hi.
Wait, is that really her now?
It's really me now.
See, the crazy problem is, Fred grabbed his MP3 player at the same time, so I didn't know if he had some archived sound effect of you that he was playing in the background. What's going on, buddy?
How's it going? How do I sound tonight?
You sound outrageous. You sound almost like you might be on the clearest of all lines as you're joining us here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm on, which is why I had to turn the speakers down so I didn't hear that you were talking to me.
Oh, like friends.
Yeah, it was.
But Rob is a craft thingy. Producer, so yeah. He typed talk.
It's kind of the same.
We'll get it right next week.
Awesome. So what's going on, buddy?
Oh, sorry I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but I thought I should give you a call tonight because I will probably be killed soon.
Oh, light and airy.
I've got myself a new stalker. And I've yet to identify who the person is, and so I don't know how harmless it's going to be.
Wait, so you have a legitimate stalker stalking you in what respect?
So here's what happened. It was, about a week ago, 8-9 days ago, I got flowers at my apartment. And, you know, like, I have suitors. I have gentlemen callers.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, somebody sent me flowers.
Allow me to point out, by the way, Vanessa, that both Bosco Brat and Chaz the Dazzler are already saying not it in the Heroes Talk chat room, so they could be erased from the list.
Will my stalker admit that they're the one doing it?
Maybe the fact that they're talking about it, they should be both moved to the top of the list.
So I got flowers, and the note that was attached to it, the card, didn't say anything. There was no message to it. There was no signature on it. And it just said, Ms. Cheatwood, and not my first name.
In blood on the card?
No, just like in the florist handwriting, you know. But the card was then empty. There was nothing on it. So, you know, it's a little bit weird when you get flowers to say to someone that you might be dating, like, oh, thank you for the flowers in case they didn't do it, you know, like in case it wasn't them, because then everybody feels uncomfortable.
You didn't want your Mountie to come down to the U.S. looking to start a fight with God knows who for God knows what?
I wish he would. That would be hot. But so I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what, you know, who it was. So I kind of like hinted around a couple places trying to figure it out. No one seems to be the one who sent me the flowers.
And anyone that you would have accepted it from comfortably are the people that you've checked, or people that you would have accepted it from uncomfortably?
The people that I would have, well, the uncomfortable people I don't know to ask. You know, I mean,
Right on. By the way, Liver Spot points out in the chat, maybe it wasn't, as opposed to blood, it could have been letters cut from magazines pasted together that said Ms. Cheatwood on the envelope. Maybe that would have worked out a little nicer. I'm saying, honestly, Vanessa, I've known you for a long time. I wouldn't have any clue how to get something to your house. I wouldn't have a clue. It's got to be someone that's been to your house or knows a way to get to your house. Are you in the phone book?
No, because I don't have,
what page?
I don't have a cell phone.
Okay.
But the internet, I mean, you can find people's addresses pretty easy, I think. So, well, anyway, so I called the florist that delivered and said, hey, I got these flowers. Where might they have come from? And they said that someone came in, ordered the flowers, had them sent to me, and paid cash. And so there was no record of who it was.
And
there
was no
name.
Where is this florist in proximity to where you live? In your
the florist was in the Hudson Valley, but not in my town.
Wow.
So
this is complication and intrigue. I like this. I mean, I'm sure you don't, but it sure adds a drama aspect to the show that we've needed. That's a little bit creepy. The fact that someone actually went into a store to actually do it and wanted no record.
There's more.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Okay. So the flowers happen, and I'm like, all right, you know, maybe it's my ex trying to make a little peace offering. I don't know.
But you think your ex would at least put his name on it.
I would think so.
Unless it was supposed to be understood that it was from him. Maybe he didn't, like, feel the whole stalker aspect necessarily.
That's the other part. You don't want to accuse somebody of being a stalker when they think they're being romantic, you know? Like, totally. Maybe it's a nice thing and I'm getting creeped out by it just because I tend to go to creepy when I think of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unrelated, Vanessa, I don't know if you have access to the chat room right now, but Best in Show Brian wants to know if you got his flowers yet.
Thanks, Brian. So now it's like 3 days past the flowers, so this is like 5 days ago. I open my apartment door, and there's a package on the doorstep. And it's like, it's a little box, and it's wrapped up with ribbon.
Hand delivered, or you think delivered by some sort of parcel company?
It's on my doorstep, and it's not like a FedEx box or anything. It's just a box. It's just a. There's no. It wasn't sent in the mail.
Oh, so no FedEx, post office. Any. This was just brought by.
And left on my doorstep.
Who is the stalker in your neighborhood?
I don't know. Apparently, someplace in the Hudson Valley. We don't even know if it's in the neighborhood. I mean, he might be in the backyard right now.
Is it the crack kid on the street?
Oh, man. Now, can I ask you some professional questions, if I may?
Yes.
Do you ever service any of your clients at your home? You have an office where you service your clients,
please,
correct?
Please don't say that I service them.
Well, you're providing them a service, right? It is a service industry. Okay. Massage therapy is a service. Don't come on, Vanessa. If nothing else, I think I've made it pretty clear on the air that we treat your profession with the utmost respect, and I would never go on that angle.
And
please.
No one leaves happy. I understand that. For the record, Veal Chop is on the money here in the chat room. Call the cops. Get to the florist. Pull the security camera video.
That's a good idea.
Is she there?
That's a good idea.
In all honesty, Vanessa, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, you got quiet for a second. So okay,
I'm just listening. My studio where I work and my apartment are in the same building.
So
if someone did know that I, They wouldn't have to know me personally. They could have known me professionally and then...
Found you very easily.
Figured out that I live in the same building.
Huh.
So I get the package, and the package, I open it up, and it's three pairs of earrings. Not, like, expensive or anything, just earrings, just, like, little silver earrings, and they're all butterflies.
Oh, that's adorable.
But then I noticed that, and I didn't think anything of it when the flowers came, but the flowers have butterflies, like, all stuck in them also.
Oh, by the way, Keith Fu points out in the chat, with the ears still attached. Dun, 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 dun.
Are they nice? I mean, does this person have good taste?
They're not particularly my style, I suppose.
They're the nicest thing that that Claire's in the mall could get. three earrings for $6.
No, I mean, they're like, they're just, I don't tend to wear butterflies in my ears, but, you know, I suppose they're nice-ish. They don't look like they were bought by, like, a 12-year-old with his allowance money or anything, but they're not, like, outlandishly expensive. Mm-hmm.
Give the guy a break. I mean, he could not choose what his last victim was wearing.
It's true. It's true. It's true. It's very true. I think he's trying to give you butterfly kisses, and I think it's kind of romantic. I think it's kind of nice. I think it's adorable. I will say, honestly, it's, you know, it is, in all seriousness, if you've done nothing to, I don't know, try and quell this, and you have not made a call to the police or anything like that, I don't know that Veal Chop is off base. It probably is a good idea to actually try and find out exactly what's going on here.
I wouldn't be able to sleep good at night knowing that a person knows where I am and they could just set hand.
You know that she's safe because they're standing there protecting her at her window.
Really? Like, I hate to be like a hysterical chick, you know, calling up. Like, I just, in my mind, I'm picturing the cops with the, like, eye rolling and the, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Somebody's stalking you, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, but in your, I mean, I don't want to disrespect and say you're living in Portland or anything like that, but like, you're kind of like in somewhat of a podunk town that there's probably not a lot of police activity that it wouldn't be such a big deal for you to call and say something like that, right?
Isn't she kind of close to Mount,
Vesuvius? I don't know.
I don't remember what it is, so.
Now, I'm in a pretty, a big urban area.
Population 12.
So you're not going to call the police, though, Vanessa? It seems like
you're not. I don't know. You guys think I should? You think I should call the police?
Let's call them on the air right now.
Let's file my report now.
Why can't you put, like, a cam in front of your door to see who's, like, dropping off the packages or something?
Oh, my God. Put it on Pal Talk. Have it in the Hear Us Talk radio room, although you know for a fact that this person is definitely listening to the show right now, so...
Okay, what do you guys...
Ixnay on the MK.
What are your guesses? You think it's somebody I know... Personally,
it's one of two. It's either
when everybody watched Amelie, they thought it was real romantic when somebody stalks you and leaves you little presents. But you know, like in actuality, it's a little bit weird, right?
It's a lot weird. Yes,
I'd be pretty uncomfortable with it.
Absolutely.
I also know that you could probably beat up most guys, so I'm not all that nervous for you. I think that you could probably knock whoever it is out for the most part. So, but
unless it was presents I really liked.
Well, depends. Yeah,
you know,
nice.
If you got like Wii games, if you would like leave
Best
Wii games.
Best in Show Butterfly says it wasn't him either.
See, that's the weird part is the butterflies. There's a theme to this. See, that's what makes it weird.
Because, and that's the part that, like, I have a big butterfly tattooed on my leg, you know? Like, and so I don't know if it's just like, oh, butterflies, because, you know, she's a girl and girls like that. That's pretty. or if it's, like, specific about me.
Yeah, and Barb is pointing out in the Heroes Talk room, they probably won't break out the fingerprint analysis and make a whole big deal of it, but they probably will take a few spins, you know, in your neighborhood and actually just make sure there's nothing peculiar going on. Although, I mean, the guy he could have just stopped and dropped off a package. Depending on how calculated of a criminal, of a master criminal this guy is, who knows? Or girl, for that matter, who knows?
Yeah.
How many days between the two, between the flowers and the butterflies?
You're like 3 days in between the flowers and the earrings, and now it's been like 5 days since then.
And now nothing.
Nothing so far.
Ex-boyfriend? No sort of ex-boyfriend that would fit the MO for? Probably not. Someone that knows you wouldn't go the route of butterflies.
It didn't look like anyone who really knows me, like an ex-boyfriend, they did not look like earrings that they would pick for me. Hmm. But you know, who knows? I mean, guys are dumb sometimes.
Yeah, so, you know, real stalkers and real crazy people don't do patterny things like this. I mean, this person is you know, if somebody really wanted to do you ill, they wouldn't be doing this. They'd be doing you. You know, wow. But what I'm saying is they would, you know, these are some, like, fun games. You know what? It's also leading up to, you know, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So,
well, that's the other thing that I thought of, that it, like, if I call the police and said, yeah, somebody's sending me flowers, like, you know, the week of February 14th, they're going to...
Yeah, that's that's a point. Although Joe Pooney points out in the Aristocrat, be grateful, not an old ugly hag. I guess that's the other angle to go with it. Hey, you got something nice. You got some nice butterflies delivered to you. I don't know. I'd be a little bit gnarled. I'd be at the very least a little bit gnarled. Again, I'm making light of it because I keep saying in my mind that I think you could beat up most dudes. So it's not a big deal. To, you know, I've watched you smack guys around before. I can't say I haven't, but
not guys plural, just one, right?
No, there were a couple there. I thought. Well, that's another story. But yeah, I definitely think making the cops in the area be aware of what happened. I think is probably a good idea. It very well might be some ill meaning. It could just be just like a dude who likes you. There was a girl who put an earring in my locker in high school. I didn't think that I didn't call the cops on her, but
I had a very strange stalker in high school that just called me every single day on the phone, and it was a whisper voice and would say, "I saw you today."
Hello.
And
and that's it. Oh my God!
It went on for a while, and then one day he started describing what I was wearing every day.
Yeah, because he was in your class.
He was just somebody in school, like just exactly. He called me every day, and I never found out who it was.
You're wearing an Aeropostale T-shirt.
Hey Vanessa, wasn't there a guy last year or so that was wasn't there like a stalker situation going on with you?
Well, I had that ex-boyfriend from like a bunch of years ago say that he had sort of been keeping tabs.
Ah, that's...
That was just a MySpace message, though, that he said he was sort of...
I counted the holes on your Doc Martens. 12.
12? What are you talking about?
I miscounted. Whoops. I only have 10 fingers. What am I supposed to do? I was guessing.
I'm gonna say I see there is the pattern. I wasn't even thinking about that guy, the guy who was keeping tabs on you in the past. I'm backing down. And he's probably the same guy that sent you those notes in high school. I think it's all the same person.
Ooh, then that's bad.
See, if it turns out to be the same guy from high school, hot. So hot, but terrifying at the same time. I would
so
love it.
So terrifying. So what are you gonna do, Vanessa?
Oh, I guess.
You're gonna wait for one more gift, aren't you?
Well, maybe it's over now. Maybe it's done. Or maybe I'm outing the person. Maybe, like, now saying that I'm creeped out by it, if it's someone who knows me, and if they want to send me flowers at my house, they would probably listen to the radio show, right?
I would assume so. If I've learned anything in my 35 years on this planet from watching pro wrestling, I've learned that if you have a crush on a girl, if you have some sort of cage match with someone at some place, you guys will eventually be together. So I don't know that deterring him is, I mean, by talking on the show is going to determine everywhere. He's just going to challenge a Canadian boy to some sort of wrestling match. That's what I think is the next move.
Hmm.
You ever think about putting a sign on your door that says "No thanks" or something like that?
No,
I have a man.
Anonymous gifts, please.
on a serious note, Barb does point out if they are listening and they are still listening to the show, they will stop, or they'll either stop stalking because it's a serious crime, or they'll continue and the police should be notified. In all seriousness, obviously we're
and if it's somebody just trying to like be romantic, like maybe they're going to ask me on a date or something, like just let's not cut with the subterfuge.
Sign your name. How's that for starters?
And you don't think your man in Canada is doing this, and he's maybe saying no?
He said he wasn't.
You believe him?
He said he wasn't. I think so. I think he would want to take credit for it if he was doing it.
Well, if he knows how much it's creeping you out, you think he would come clean?
Yeah, I don't think he would think that was funny or cute. mm-hmm. once I said this is kind of weird and I'm getting a little scared that someone knows where I live.
I'm guessing it's a client. I'm guessing it's a client. I would have. I if you didn't say.
What if I'm massaging them like regularly and this is. And
that's exactly it, man. That's exactly what it is. Somebody that thinks there's some sort of connection there. Oh, you know what? She lingered on my delts a little too much. there was something there that she was trying to say.
Wow, Vanessa. If it turns out it is a client, will you drop them?
Yeah, I would have to.
What is that? Like a professional, like code?
Like a bad habit.
There are currently no clients that I'm interested in dating, and I don't, you know, I'm not dating my clients, so if I knew that they felt differently, I wouldn't be able to, work on them anymore.
Isn't that against, like, the Hippocratic Oath or something? Mm-hmm. You know, because it's like, essentially medical, you know? It is a medical profession.
Yeah, it's ill-advised, I think.
Well, good luck, Vanessa.
All right, so next time you guys don't talk to me, you're going to be worried, right?
Oh, boy. This is what it's going to come down to now. The intrigue of has Vanessa, you know, vanished? Is she living in a well someplace right now? God, I don't know.
I guess I'm going to...
Call the cops.
File a police report just so that it's on record. I mean, smart. They're not going to do any... I've known chicks that were being like... literally stalked. I mean, like, their ex-boyfriends were calling them every day saying, I'm going to effing kill you. And the police didn't do anything. You know, so I...
No, but those weren't big cities. Those weren't big cities. You're in a one-horse town. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
All right, three horses at most. But not one more.
Record the process if you can of getting a restraining order.
Getting a restraining order
against
people. I would like there to be no more secret people coming within 1,000 yards of me. Thank you.
No one's allowed to give me presents.
Wait, ever. So you just want to live in a bubble then, essentially, is what you're going for. Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. Warm, at least.
Wow.
Well, Vanessa, I hope everything works out. I hope there's nothing awful that comes out of this. It's again, this person is probably listening, and this person is misguided in their attempts at romance, and they're probably a little bit shy, and so they went about it this way.
Yeah, if you're listening out there, stay away from Vanessa or get her better presents.
Right. Or sign your
name.
Actually,
you don't even have to admit that you're the one that did the just take a different route now, you know? Just let's wipe the slate clean. There were no butterfly gifts, and just go a different direction.
How about this? How about the next gift, sign the note, my bad. If you sign the next note, my bad, didn't mean to freak you out, then it's cool. You can go back to whatever it is that you're doing with the binoculars and the tree across the street. That's fine. Come on, it's a little bit hot, a little voyeuristic.
I have really big front windows, and there's like buildings that are tall.
Glad you said windows. Glad you said windows. I thought you were going to make this dirty. Oh, sorry.
I never make anything dirty.
And now you've been more conscious of closing the windows, like when you're going in and out of the bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Like, am more conscious about making sure like the curtains are closed.
Totally. Oh, that sucks. You're a prisoner, and you're in a home. Vanessa.
A little bit weirded out.
Not even on home.
It occurs to me, like, if I go downstairs, like, if I'm going to the store, you know, like, I'm thinking about, like, oh, do I have an audience? What's going on?
And for the record, by the way, Barb said it in the Heroes Talk chat room, and I was thinking it before but never got the words out. Hey, if you're listening out there, make sure the next gift is a Sibian, cheapo. Come on. Help a girl out.
Honestly. I think if you guys took a pool, you could bring together enough money to get me at least something decent.
Now, come on. You've got a professional stalker that could take care of that for you. We're done with all that stuff. Now, I'm sure that this person is at the very least taking heed and understanding as they're listening to this, because I'm sure they are sitting in their own house crying as they pour out their own, you know, whatever that they have.
The shrine of Vanessa that they're gazing into.
Why? For the record, please stalk me. Please send gifts to my house.
Have any of you gotten close to stalking anyone? Does this happen? Do normal guys do this?
I never stalked anyone. And when a chick said no, I would take it. I would be like, oh, this girl doesn't like me. On to another. It's a numbers game.
I would like to bring up, first of all, you're asking us to understand what's going on with normal guys. First mistake that you made.
I always use you guys as a barometer, and it's probably an error on my part, but you're the guys I talk to, so.
Right on, right on. The closest I come to stalking would be like computer, like MySpace stalking, which you've actually are the person that taught us how to do it so well, to, you know, to look at stuff on the internet and find stuff out about people. But I've never, you know, and it's really more than anything else always been like ex-girlfriends to see where they are now type thing, yeah. as opposed to legitimate stalking because I really wanted to be with somebody.
What about you, Keith? Have ever stalk a chick?
No, this, chick, no. Not even necessarily.
chick. No, that I haven't. Dave Gahn, on the other hand.
The closest I come to stalking, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, so I'll say no.
Oh, come on. You can't just say that.
I sent butterflies to someone.
The closest I come to stalking is, I might, and please don't go into detail, Chris, like you always love to, but I might have at certain time in my life had access to a little too much information about where certain people of a popular status might live and stuff like that. But I've never actually used that in any sort of... Yeah, you really can't.
What did I say? I didn't say anything. I'm not saying anything.
Wait, are you saying you found, like, a star's address and you were going to, like, knock on the stars?
He went to California and got a map to the stars' homes, and he would go to their houses and send paper airplanes over their gates.
But nothing ever came of this, Keith. You never.
No, I never actually go.
Oh, he did.
I just like to. I like to see, like, you know, like where people live. That's all. I don't use it necessarily. I'll sell it. I mean, if anyone's interested. But
you know, Vanessa Stalker also likes where she lives. You know, knows where she likes where she lives. That's creepy. That's
the fact that he even knows it's got to be a client. It's got to be a client. It's got
to
be.
Or doing in the neighborhood that lives right next to her.
That would go to a florist a town away. You travel a town to go to a good massage therapist if you found one. You don't happen to walk by someone's house one day and say, "Hey, she's hot. I'm going to start stalking her."
Maybe it's where they work. This is definitely a community where people commute from, you know.
And I'm thinking if he lives in the same town as Vanessa, if he was smart, he would get a florist outside of town to bring it in.
Or if he works in the same town where she is, yeah. And he lives in that other town. Hey, I'm saying it's someone you're rubbing.
He definitely knows you.
Obviously.
Yeah.
He knows you probably better than you know yourself. He's been stalking. He knows everything. He knows all the intimate details, all the intimate folds, as it were.
Give him a chance, God.
Vanessa, if you find him, can we please have him or her on the show?
Sure, if they'll talk to you.
That would be great. We'll see how much they know about you. They really know.
In our game show next week, how do you know Vanessa?
I stare at her boobs every day when she leaves her house.
I'm gonna settle this. I'm gonna spread one of those MySpace surveys around, and Vanessa, you posted also one of the questions is going to be: have you recently stalked anyone? Have you recently left butterfly related gifts on anyone's doorstep?
That's a good idea. That's always the way to go. Any sort of MySpace survey is always the answer to all life's problems. That or a wrestling match.
I prefer Facebook, guys, really.
Oh, sorry. But see, Facebook ain't about surveys. It's more about tagging people. Hey, tell me the 25 things about you I never knew.
Maybe somebody on my Facebook.
That could be it, too. You ever think about, you know, deleting all your social networking sites?
You learn from Fred. They'll never know about the toilet paper you stole if you do.
Hmm.
I'm done. I'm done with all of them.
Well, Vanessa, I hope that I'm sure it's going to be fine. I'm sure it's going to be fine. I hope you had this closure. I suspect that there's not going to be closure. I suspect that the gifts are just going to either end or they'll subside for a while and then you'll get them again. I don't know. I would hope that that's not the case. I hope that this person is smart enough to at least let you know that they're not dangerous. And please, on the next note that you sent to Vanessa, my B. It's the best way to go.
My advice, Vanessa, sleep with the phone next to you and a weapon.
Well, I do live up on the fourth floor, so nobody can climb in my windows.
That's good. No fire escapes?
Unless Spider-Man is stalking me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. In all honesty, get off the phone with us and go call your local police. And what do they got up there? Like sheriff, you know, whatever, deputy, whatever his name is, one horse town that you're living in.
It's Don Knotts.
Exactly. I couldn't think what his name was. Awesome.
All right.
Well, good luck, Vanessa. I would tell people to go to your blog and stuff like that, but you know what? I think you need a little private time. They should just see you on Best in Show, and I hope everything's all right. And,
everybody stay away from me, please.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even post. Don't even respond to her on the message board. Don't do anything of that sort. Awesome. Well, Vanessa, good luck, and keep us updated, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
All Thanks. I'll keep you guys posted.
Thanks, buddy.
Later. Bye.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Best in show, let them start your day. You should listen live, the Fantasy Cavalcade. Hear them talk, but why don't you chime in so toll free? It's the hottest of all lines. 877-744-6405, the hottest of all lines. 877-744-6405.
My wife got this random voicemail on her cell phone last week. So let me play this random voicemail. She checks her voicemail, and this is what she heard.
First saved voice message.
Yo, bitch. Next time you call me, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to melt your crayons. The blue one, red, or green. I don't care what color is it. I'm gonna melt every single 24 crayon in that crayon box. And let me talk about your markers. They don't got no pointy end at the end. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, B? Yeah. But you know it's alright, because I got my color pencils. I'm shopping them. You can't melt those shits. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So yeah, I'll call you back later, B. Peace. Oh, seriously. Like, deuces. Are you serious? Like, oh my god. Like, yeah. So, it's like 1:32 right now, and the streetlights is on. It's time to party. Yeah, B. It is all up in there. Alright, talk to you later. Hello? Hello, hello. They can trust the phone calls. Oh, you still got on.
End of message.
Oh, green!
All up in there!
No matter what color is it. I'm gonna melt all your crayons. That's what I'm gonna say to people from now on, and they're not gonna have any idea what I'm talking about.
Didn't she start naming the colors too? I'm gonna melt your blue.
Yeah, red, blue. Don't matter if it's red, blue, or green.
She even threatened the green one. I don't know, that's a little too much.
I'm gonna threaten your periwinkle. I'm gonna melt your periwinkle.
I would love to call back right now.
Call back from the Crayola
company. Crayola factory?
Yes, hello, this is Mr. Crayola calling. From the girl that's going to melt my blue.
We're investigating a fire in a Crayola factory. We'd like you to come down and talk to us.
You know, and we were just talking about stalkers 2 minutes ago. Rob never even mentioned his Crayola stalker in there. It's awesome. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Here on Here's Talk, the thing you do with your ears. And the place to be. You want to be a part? You can. 877-744-6405, instant messenger, all that stuff. And look, we've got someone on the hottest of all lines with us right now to start off. What's going on? Who's this?
Hey, it's Chaz. What's up, guys?
How are you, fella?
Great show. It's going great. You guys sound fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. And you know what? You look fantastic, let me tell you.
I feel great.
Sound it. You sound it, too. So what's going on, buddy?
No, nothing much. You guys are talking a little bit about male kissing. That I don't have one of those stories, unfortunately, but I do have kind of a near miss.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Is it that kind of story?
I guess so. I don't know, but so whatever. Anyway, I'm recently single. Me and my girlfriend parted ways. She was great, whatever. It just wasn't working out. So, you know, we've broken up for 3-4 months, and I decided to get in touch with her just to, like, kind of catch up and see what was going on with her, and, you know, that was a horrible mistake, and so we went to dinner, and it went awful, and, you know, a near scene in the restaurant.
Oh, you never get back with the broken up, the ex-girlfriend just to, like, talk about you know, how's life going? That it's definitely
yeah,
the wrong
yeah. Well, apparently life's going great for me, but not so much for her, I guess. So whatever the case may be, we both leave like in a, like speed off in our separate cars, and I'm just like, man, this sucks. It's like Monday, and I'm pissed now, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go get drunk, and so I do that. I go to this bar, and I'm just hanging out, and I've been to this bar several times, and you know, it's kind of like a hole in the wall bar, and I like it for that reason. And so I'm hanging out BSing with the bartender and, you know, just hanging out, talking and just, you know, getting drunk alone. And it was fantastic. And so I decide to go out and have a cigarette. And this girl follows me outside. There's only about three people in the bar. So, you know, she was probably the only girl there. And so we start talking and, you know, everything's great. And we're smoking our respective cigarettes and... When we're finished, she ends up sitting next to me at the bar, and, you know, there's 30 other seats in the bar, so, I don't know, we were hitting it off.
Romance.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
Great. And, so, you know, I buy her a few drinks, and we're flirting, and, you know, things are going good, and... You know, she gets up to use the ladies' room, and the bartender has kind of, like, been giving me my time with her because, whatever, he sees that we're hitting it off. And so when she gets up to use the ladies' room, the bartender comes over, and I'm like, wow, this is awesome. You know, just had this shitty night, and, you know, I'm going to get laid tonight. This is going to be great. And he's like, dude.
You into dudes?
He goes, do you know that used to be a guy? And I was like, wait a minute.
So the girl that you've been hitting on all night?
I didn't.
By the way, DJ Newstyle was pointing out that there's a story here with, because this is my United States of whatever. You know, that's where we thought it was going. It would have been nice. But, you know, saying jokingly, dude, yeah, that's so.
Yeah, it was bad.
Was he a good guesser?
Yeah. I sucked him off, and it was bigger than I thought it was going to be. So nice. She actually gets back, and, you know, flirting ceases, and I finish my drink, and I'm like, oh, well, meanwhile, the bartender goes, hey, if I was drunk enough, I'd fuck her. And I was like, well, you know, I'm not drunk enough, guy. And I thanked him, and I tipped him $50, and I was like, thank you very much. I said,
save me.
Finishing my drink. But and,
can we be honest, though? Can we be honest here?
Sure.
Good,
sure.
Good-looking... chick dude, whatever smoking. You want to call her?
Smoking.
See? So who cares? In all honesty, do you really...
Well, it just threw me for a loop, and, I did care. I'm sorry to say I did care.
Don't tell me you punched her.
Maybe it would have been a better story. Maybe it would have been a better story if I didn't, but, it goes a little further then.
Oh.
It gets back, and flirting stops. Like I said, I finish my drink, and I'm getting ready to leave. And I was like, I'm going to get going. See, it was really nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you, bro.
And, so she goes, hey, I live not far from here. Is there any way you could give me a ride? It happened to be raining. So I was like, all right, you no problem.
So this is like she thinks she's going to get lucky now. Could
yeah,
you know?
I think so. And I pull up in front of her house and... She goes in for the kill, and I was like, no, I said, listen, I was like, I'm driving, you know, I gotta go, I'm driving.
Wait, I can't make out with you, I'm driving. I couldn't possibly have sex with you and drive at the same time. It just couldn't happen.
I just wanted to completely throw for a loop, and, you know, she wanted to kiss me, and I just kind of like... turned away, and I was like, nah, I'm driving.
Driving this car into a wall if you make another move towards me.
And that was
she
it.
Was she was like, what do you mean you're driving? I said, yep, that's what's going on.
See, that's great. Get the point. Just make it an excuse. Doesn't make a difference what it is. You know what?
So you never alluded to the fact that she was used to be a guy. You never, you know, said, I'm sorry,
no,
dude.
Well, I don't know what, like, you know, what if I would have went in her house? Like, what, I mean, Well, the bartender told me she was post-op.
See, that was the next question I was going to ask. Barbeck just asked in the Hero's Talk Room, how did the bartender know?
Well, apparently
he used to come to the bar. Yeah.
And he had told me that she was in there one night and no one was in there. So, you know, he was just barring her. The bartender was just like giving her drinks all night, and apparently she came out and told him the whole story.
I've got to be honest, man. Maybe I'm a progressive thinker. If she's hot at this point, and in her mind she's not a dude, who cares?
Chris, you just finished having sex with a hot girl, and she rolls around. She goes, "Chris, I meant to tell you."
Why did your voice change now that we finished doing it?
Because you trust me.
Because calm makes my voice deep.
where I was at mentally. Like, I wasn't surprised at myself, but I was like, you know, that could have happened, but it just threw me for such a loop that I was like, oh, forget it. This night can't get any worse.
Because she was secretive. And Chris, if you just finished having sex with the girl and then she told you that she used to be a dude, she was born a dude, you would be a little freaked out.
Oh, I'm not claiming I wouldn't be freaked out, but I'm
turned on.
I can't say that. I can't say that there's nothing. At least moderately intriguing. Sure. I would like
to see.
You
wouldn't go get violent on the person. I'm not saying you wouldn't get violent, but I'm saying there would be a.
I'm saying that there's maybe something in me that wants to see what rebuilt lady parts look like. Maybe I do want to see that.
Well, you know, did I think about it for the next week? Yes, but you know, I'm not. I was not capitalizing. I just wasn't. Call me old fashioned. I don't know. It just wasn't going to happen. And never will.
Oh, apparently, I have a date tonight on YouTube, and I'm going to be looking at rebuilt lady parts on YouTube. This is going to be awesome.
Hey, Chaz, does Dad know about the story?
Yeah, I did.
He was Dad.
Dad's bar.
He goes, you really probably shouldn't tell that story to anyone. Ever. I was like, I was like, it's kind of funny. I said, I don't really care. Nothing happened.
Yeah, it's a close miss.
Near miss.
Not a big deal.
Keith, would you be bummed in that situation? Say you were in my brother's situation. Were you cursing out the person? Are you giving the person a ride home?
Well, no way.
Oh, you've already got that part changed. You're lost. You were so close.
I wouldn't do any... I wouldn't care. Who am I giving a ride home to? but I honestly, I wouldn't...
I'm sorry. I got to give the line to Rob Giggs. Rob Giggs likes to go to old man bars. Apparently, Chaz likes to go to old queen bars.
Good one.
Yeah, no, I would drive the person home. I don't know. I don't know that I would do anything with them, but I would,
If someone
but honestly, to not be jokey guy, like, I don't think I could, I think, you know what bothers me more than the fact that they used to be a man? That there was all sorts of, like, surgery involved really grosses me out, I think.
Oh, hot.
Surgery, estrogen that you're taking.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm looking to date a transsexual, but I gotta say that I'd probably be intrigued enough were I not spoken for, I'd be intrigued to see what happened.
I might, honestly...
Well, would you be inclined to tell the story afterwards?
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not. That would be for my own dirty little memories. Unless, who knows, maybe I become hooked on it.
I might honestly have more... I might have trouble, like, if I was forced to, like, deciding between, like, a regulation dude or a person of that variety.
Wait a minute. You're saying...
Because it's still a guy, but there's all kinds of crazy stuff is going on now. I just picture red everywhere.
So you have a thing against Irish.
What I pictured was like a 2-inch like clitoris, and I was like, you see, no.
Boobs all sloppily done.
I think he's more concerned about the fact that when he's putting it down there, there's a little bit of wang left. I think that's where he's going with this. I don't think he cares so much about. I don't know.
Charlie, you wouldn't even take a BJ, no kissing? You wouldn't even got a BJ from her?
Fred, I swear, I literally walked out and, you know, she went out first and I bowed at the bartender and I, like, said thank you. I slid him over $50 and I was like, thank you.
But the thing is, if the bartender never told you, you would have gone all the way with this chick. You would definitely thought it was a chick, right?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I would have, but I mean, I don't know what's going on down there. So it was like,
no, but if the bartender never told you, you would have gone willy nilly right into it, and that you might have thought, hey, this is a little weird, vagina here, but nevertheless, it's a vagina.
Absolutely.
Oh man, you definitely had a near miss, dude. You better. I don't think $50 was enough for that bartender.
You're probably right.
You probably should give him $100.
I haven't been back there since, though. It's been like a month.
Will you ever go back? At the risk of running into him again.
Yeah, Chaz, you keep calling her and she. You go out of your way to say it. Do you say her and she a lot just to feel better about the story?
You're a jerk.
No, seriously, because you keep on saying, you know, she.
But she is a chick.
Well, I don't. But it is a she. You know what I'm saying?
Her gender has been reassigned. She is now a girl. 100%.
Shim, as Mark Doc points out.
But she was born a he. And if you're a transgender person, are you do you think somebody should just openly say before they hook up, "Hey, I used to be a dude"? Do you think it's in a person's right to say that or no?
Well, I think that. Well, look, you know, I may have thought like something like, you know, we were gonna have sex, but she just as may have well been like, "Look, I'm you know, I'm gonna stop this now and." She probably wouldn't say anything, but she would probably like try to develop a relationship before she, you know, before Shim got more involved.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, from my standpoint, I was like, you know, I'm getting late tonight. I, you know, I just whatever. We were really hitting it off.
What do you think, Chris? Do you think a transgender person should always come out before they hook up with somebody? You know, do you think it's wrong that they keep their operation a secret?
They are that person.
Yes.
The thing is, they are that person. So I think it's kind of at their discretion. I think it's not very forthcoming to keep, obviously, mm-hmm. to keep like something like that away. But if you truly, people who are doing this, I don't think are changing. I think they're becoming who they really think they are.
Absolutely.
So I think they always think that they were a girl. And again, maybe I'm just being, I'm rose-colored glasses and being ridiculous about this and over the top trying to be correct about it. But I don't necessarily see a problem with someone not wanting to talk about that. Because that's like you starting every conversation saying, oh, by the way, I used to have braces and zits and I was a jerk when I was a kid. Like, that's not who you are. If the person that you think you are is this, you know, beautiful drunken woman in a bar today, and that's who you are, then what's wrong with you just being that person and not saying, by the way, I used to be this?
Well, if you say, or a...
That's like me starting every conversation saying, by the way, I used to be skinny.
Well, say...
so, I mean, we can't hang.
If you're a guy that changes into a girl... And you're going into a heterosexual relationship, girl and boy, and you were a guy that changed into a girl, you're giving this person false pretense that they're in a heterosexual relationship because you used to be a male.
No, you are in a heterosexual relationship because that person's a girl.
Well, not in, you know, God's eyes, or, you know,
God doesn't have eyes. God isn't real. Stupid.
Do you know what I mean? But you know what I mean.
Him on his back's worried about God.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, but say you want kids, and then you're thinking you're going to be able to have kids with this chick.
I'm not saying, you know? I'm not saying that it is that the most honest thing the person should be doing would probably be to tell you, but I don't necessarily have a problem with them not saying it. And again,
Fred wants to wear, like,
look,
I
get it. I get it, and I, you know, I understand that that's not something you're going to come out and tell somebody the first time you meet them. You know what I mean? And you're right. I think you're right, Chris. I think that, you know, she probably saw herself as a girl her entire life and finally got the operation done and, you know, was able to afford it or whatever. And, you know, I get it. This is who she is, you know. But, you know, I also don't get it because I like who I am and I'm happy with my sexuality and with my manhood.
Right, but you were born into the person that you believe you are and the person that you are. This person, you know, that's something, and I don't want to say it's something that was wrong, but it was something that was not wired the way that the body was wired. I'm not going to say
right. I mean, it really must be like a real tortured life. You know? I mean,
100% honest, man. I know people who've done gender reassignment. And I would love desperately to talk to someone about this on air. I would love to, because more than, hey, dude, you don't have a wang anymore. Like, you know, that's not the angle I care about. I really want to know where someone's head is at. Absolutely. That goes through that.
Well, depending on the surgeon, you know, you got to tuck it in.
I was going to say, dude, but again, that's, you know, secondary. But which bar is this? Can I go there and try and pick this chick up? Because I would love to talk to this
person. I'm not
going to
tell you where it is, but...
Off air?
I'll tell you off air, yeah.
Off air, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay, good.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to pose the question, DJ New Style. Is it gay to bang a post-op tranny? Chris?
Is it gay? No, I don't think it is.
It's not gay. Whoa.
No, I don't.
Keith, is it gay to bang a post-op tranny?
No.
Really? Rob, is it gay to bang a post-op tranny?
Gay.
Chess, is it gay to bang a post-op tranny?
I do. I think it's gay, yeah.
Two and two, and guys, I'm going to say it's gay to bang a post-op tranny.
Okay. And you know what it comes down to, man? It's
weird. It's gay to me. Like, I get, if Chris was married to a post-op tranny, you know, I wouldn't think any less of him. But I would think it's a little...
But you think more of her. what it comes down to, man, is I actually had a conversation at work today with the Hutch, actually, who called in earlier, that we started talking about the logistics of how two dudes could bang each other at the same time. This is the big conversation we had, whether it was physiologically possible for us to be in each other at the same time. For us specifically, because we have conversations like this at work all the time, because it makes everyone around us uncomfortable, and I don't know, I find that hilarious. You know,
did you guys make out, or were you driving?
yes to both.
Well, one of your dongs would have to be 13 inches long.
But this isn't the point. No. I could draw the diagram. I think it can happen.
You're in the equation.
We work this out. We have a pretty big hypothesis on this. But as we're having this conversation, everyone was having the same reaction. Dude, that's so gay to have this conversation. Dude, it's gay to do this with a guy. Dude, it's gay to do this with a guy. And just like you're asking, is it gay to do this? Gay is not, in my mind, any one act of something that's happening, especially if it's something that's happening without your knowledge of it. Gay is, in your mind, being attracted to the same gender. That's what it is. Just if you accidentally touch a wang, doesn't mean that you're gay. If you accidentally...
Yes, it does.
Okay, again, that's the angle you want to go with it.
Say you know that she's a post-op tranny.
That's different.
Say you know she's a post-op tranny and you're having sex. Is it gay?
Ooh,
and you know it.
That's a different spin on it.
Only if, not to be crude here, but only if you do, if you have like a... I could say anal, right?
Yeah.
On our show.
The word fuck has been said 10 times today. I think you can say whatever you want.
Hey, I'm a professional. Only if you have anal sex, because that hasn't been changed.
That's so.
Oh, so you'd still be having sex with a man's ass at that point? So that
that's actually
that
actually works out well if you want like a threesome with another guy and then the girl, you just jump back and forth.
But doesn't this bring it back to those stories you hear, like guys picking up hookers and getting BJs and then finding out they were a tranny then afterwards, and you know, and like, oh my god. So, but other guys say, hey, you know, oral sex is oral sex. It doesn't really matter. You know, and that's not, you know, I can't get past that at all.
If you close your eyes, she's like Angelina Jolie.
That happened to. Oh, God. I had a friend that happened to, and he was like, I guess he was going to give a little reach back there, and he found a little pouch, and he's like, just finish.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
See? That's a chill. But to,
no, he's
that's gay.
We call him Gay Joe now. We call him Gay Joe. That's his nickname.
I don't know, man. That's he was in the throes of passion. I guess you can give him a little bit. You give him a little leeway on that, but probably not too much. I guess the moment that you know and you're letting it happen,
absolutely.
You're letting it happen. Okay. And that doesn't mean bad.
That doesn't mean bad.
No, it doesn't. I want
that to be
hysterical, though.
I want it to be known that we don't think it's bad. I think we're friends of the gay community. I think it's super.
Not.
But I'm saying to label an act as gay just on the act of it on itself, I don't know.
Without prior knowledge of
exactly. And banging a tranny, I don't know. You're into trannies then. It's a different thing. That might be trisexual. Like you're not straight. You're not bi. You're tri. It's something different. It's a little something. It's like a zima.
You try
it's
everything.
Something special.
Oh well.
Well, if anything was to happen that night, I think I'd be asexual after that night.
You think it would have ruined you forever, Chaz? Honestly, like would it have caused you problems in the future? Like, first of all,
I don't think so.
By the way, we're going to try something here a little bit magical and a little bit crazy. So, Chaz, bear with us if this does not work. I don't know if it's going to or not. I think we have someone on the clearest of all lines the same time that we have you on the hottest of all lines here.
We're going to.
Apparently we do. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear them, Chaz, but we're going to see. Who's this joining us on the clearest of all lines?
Hi, this is Ken from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Ken from New Jersey. How are you?
I'd like to ask. I'm fine. I'd like to ask you a question. The idea of what gay was presented on the program a little while ago.
Right on.
Okay. So, Chris, you're a vegetarian.
Indeed, I am. Indeed, I do try and be a vegetarian.
If you go to a restaurant and you order a vegetarian platter,
mm-hmm.
and then while it's on your plate, someone says it's made from chicken, and you eat it, are you a vegetarian?
If I continue to eat it, no.
So then if you continue to bang the tranny...
Oh, gay Joe definitely is gay. According to Chaz's story, and I know Chaz can't hear you right now, but according to Chaz's story, gay Joe definitely, there's something gay there in that. But again, it's transsexual, it's a little different, I don't know.
But no matter how appetizing that meal is, you would still no longer be a vegetarian.
Oh, so, well...
So coaxing... Coaxing the guy to do the deed
finish up
with the tranny is no good. Well, I mean, you were saying that if it's attractive, you know, if it's just go for it.
Right.
If you don't know.
Right.
So then, why are you a vegetarian? Go get a bacon cheeseburger right now, Chris. Go find a transsexual and a bacon cheeseburger, and you know, have a complete night.
I'm just saying but if I had that bacon cheeseburger and someone told me it was vegetarian, I ate it, that'd be different. That'd be a different story. If someone else wants to do it, it's fine. It's not for me. I mean, transsexual might be for me. Who knows? Night's young, I'm all out of carrot juice, so I don't know what's coming next for me. But I don't know. It's friendly. It's friends.
It
hanging out, touching, partners, bros. You know, come here, bro.
Hanging.
Chilling and whatnot. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ken from New Jersey.
Thank you.
I can't place that guy's voice. It drives me nuts. I know his voice from someplace. I got to think about that. I got to try and remember.
I think it was Bruce Willis.
It did remind me a little bit of Bruce Willis. I'm going to think about it tomorrow night at 9 p.m. while I'm out here to talk, listen to the DJ New Style show. I'm going to try and figure out who that guy is. Who is that mess, Ken from New Jersey? Well, Chaz, you it was a real great call that you missed on the online. A lot of awful things were said about you, and you didn't even defend yourself against Ken from New Jersey. He really put you in your place. And I'm glad, because honestly, you come on here shooting your mouth off like some sort of Yahoo. You know, I'm glad someone was able to you know,
Yahoo.com.
I love Yahoo.com.
Well, awesome. Swing and a miss, Trell. Yeah. This time.
Good luck, man. All Do right. me a favor. When you go back to that bar, try and snap a picture of this dude. I'd love to see what this dude looks like. Or this chick.
Pretty good looking girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
God.
Whatever.
Awesome. All right,
guys.
Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Oh, nice. And I just got the name of the bar sent to me. It was just handed to me by your brother, and I'm going to be there tonight.
Yeah, don't say it.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not saying a word. But I will be at... Oh, I'll be someplace tonight.
Tootsies?
Martini Red. La Caja Fall. I'm going to be there tonight.
Oh, Lola's.
Right. Awesome. Excellent, buddy.
All right, gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, buddy. And we enjoyed your call. Thanks. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm saying it's exciting. A lot of interesting dynamics. That whole thing. It's Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. Here on Heroes Talk. Thing you do with your ears. Place to be. Magical wonderland of mystery and all that. A lot of false pretenses in that story, which brings me to an interesting thing that I went through this week. A friend of mine called me and started talking and complaining about another friend of ours.
Friend of ours?
A made guy. Okay. A made guy. Started complaining about this person and started talking about the fact that, dude, I don't even know why I'm friends with this guy. I hate this dude.
And you're thinking, why am I friends with you?
No,
I always do that. I always think that.
I wish that was the case. I wish that was the case. Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Hey, Rob, this is Joe.
Oh, no, that's Joe. It's your buddy Chris here talking to you. Exciting.
Hey, what's up?
Well, strangely, Joe calls as I'm talking about a conversation that I had with Joe earlier this week on the phone. He's talking about a friend that he can't stand and the fact that he's still friends with him. Do you guys have any of these relationships or acquaintances with people that you know?
Other than Brian, no.
Okay, good point.
Well,
we're
not saying names. We'll just say this guy's name Sirius.
Okay.
His whole line of Voldemort and all that stuff.
Okay, exactly. So his name is Sirius.
Why, Joe, why can't you stand Sirius?
Let's see. Well, it all started, like, thinking about it. Like, you know, I'm a pharmaceutical rep, so, you know, I handle things for people, this and that. And when somebody asks me for something, you know, I kind of expected something else in return. So, like, a favor for a favor,
yep.
Basically.
One hand washes the other.
Exactly. That's how the whole world.
That's how the distribution business goes around, I suppose.
Exactly.
Okay, understood. Relations.
So, you know, I go into this guy's shop where, to me, in his own shop, he's the coolest kid around. Outside of that, I want to just smack him. He's just so annoying. He irks me, and I've known him for so long. And it's like, thank God we don't hang out like you guys hang out with him.
Okay.
You know.
So you made your gripe with him.
I'm not talking about Brian because Brian's up there.
that's another whole issue.
Brian's totally up there, drunk or whatever. He's up there. But this guy, I think, like overtakes Brian. So I go there. I go to his shop and I'm like, hey, listen, can you do this for me? Can you get that for me? Well, first of all, he's like, oh, my back hurts. So if you get the hint on who you are when you say your back hurts, and I'm like, oh, I got something for you. So I give it to him, and I'm like, hey, you know, cool. So I'm still looking around the shop. Everything's fine. And I'm like, wow, I really want to get this thing right there, but it's like $150. I was like, yeah, I don't think I could afford it. And, you know, I joke around with him, like, hey, can you do something for me about this? And he's like, wait, what do you mean? Like a discount? And I'm like, okay, thanks, buddy.
Here's what you're talking about here, though. The right. Difference is... You are a pharmaceutical rep, and you essentially own your own business the way that,
right.
that you do business. And
right.
this other person doesn't necessarily own the business that he's working at, but he may be able to – you would think he'd be able to afford you some sort of benefits, some of the fringe benefits that come with working at whatever this place is that he works at, correct?
Right.
I'm not saying that I don't understand where you're coming from. I'm not saying that I don't even sympathize with the situation. It just seems that it's how can you expect? It's hard when someone's not owning their own thing. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, you work at that place. You work, you get a discount here and there. Why not just, hey, Joe, you know what? Let me do this for you for that.
But,
oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Well, you can.
As opposed to just like, yo, I gotta go pee. Let me go into that store and like let me use this restroom.
You can if you are entitled to a discount yourself at this place that you don't own. Now, granted, you can't give something away, but if you are entitled to a discount at this place, I don't know what kind of place this is or whatever, but then perhaps you can make the purchase yourself. You can make the purchase yourself for the person. In other words, he could have bought this himself for Joe and gotten him the discount. You know?
Basically,
he could have offered that to me.
What it comes down to is a friend helped a friend out, and another friend was thinking, hey, I helped you out. You think maybe you could help me out? And that person didn't necessarily want to. And this, I guess, got into a whole thing in your head that you got on the whole rant of it being someone that you can't stand. When I don't think that was truly what was in your mind. It was just your disappointment, I guess, with the situation of what was happening.
Giving a person a chance for me to like him still, to be useful in my life.
So it's like,
I guess you could say.
So it's like a commodity. It's a commodity that you yeah. thought existed there that's not there at this point.
I figure I that pretty much like put it over the edge where I'm like, wow, there's no reason for me to like this person. So now I don't even go to that place. I go to the one downtown in St. Mark where those guys are like cooler.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
But the whole problem is there's another person there that I love to death. I think the coolest guy on earth.
So, like, how do I go in there? I just have to find out the schedules now so I could avoid this person.
Yeah, by the way, Entropy is saying in the Heroes Talk Room that, I don't know if Entropy is a he or she, but he or she would have kicked the friends' discounts when they worked at counters all the time, regardless of whether they asked for it or not. I got news for you. Any retail place I've ever worked at, and I mean, majority of the places, anything that I worked in retail like that, was always food related. I would always give friends food and stuff like that, but it's not the same thing. There's not a stock involved and stuff like that. I don't know.
Is it wrong for me to, like, you know, judge a friendship through, like, helping the other guy out? I think I'm a little right here.
I can't say you're wrong. You judge it by whatever means you think that person, you know, has a value to you, I guess. It depends what that friendship is valued on to you. And it doesn't make you wrong, but it's, I can understand maybe a certain aspect of
people look at me, they're like, oh, this Joe's an asshole, but sometimes he does this for me, so, you know, I guess I could deal with him. This dude, I'm like, does nothing for me. Okay. Asked me for all this type of crap, and I'm just like, why? And for some reason, I just say yes, but now I've said no.
Okay, see, you're going. There's another whole dynamic here that you're getting into. It's not even so much that this person is not providing you something that you're wanting. It's more that you're almost feeling used about what you could provide them and then the fact that they're not doing it. So it's not so much that they're not giving you a discount. It's the fact that they're always looking for something from you and you're not getting anything in return. A little bit of a using thing there, I guess.
Yeah, and also it irks me that he's sitting there thinking that this is his whole show, and the minute he steps out, he's really nothing.
Okay, I don't...
And then, like, when I hear his voice calling in, it just... just makes me want to throw my computer out the window.
Oh, I wish we could get him to call in.
These stupid comments that everybody knows, and it's just I didn't have the number back then when I could have called and told him to shut the hell up.
I don't know what we're talking about. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're talking about Sirius here.
Oh, Sirius. I understand. I understand what we're talking about here.
Joe, if he's not doing the right thing by you, get rid of him. Don't even deal with him anymore. That's
don't
the thing.
Even, right?
If you're not getting the same or equal amount of hookups that you're giving him, he should be giving you the same or equal amount. You should be out of there.
Again, I don't know that I would look at the dynamic of a friendship based on what the exchange of goods and wares is. But considering that their friendship apparently didn't seem to be based on much more than that in the first place,
yep.
You know, maybe a couple of common interests, but nothing really severe. It seems more that somebody's taking advantage of somebody else there, I guess. I guess I don't know. That's the dynamic of their friendship.
He's a serious
or lack thereof.
He's a serious user.
I know if you would have asked him for this particular thing, he would have been all over.
Who, Fred or me?
Oh no, I'm serious.
No, no, but if who would have asked him for it? If anyone from the show would have asked him for it?
I think you more personally, because I think he's in love with you.
Well, but you also have to come on, dude. I do a radio show Mondays and Thursdays here on Heroes Talk. Who wouldn't be in love with me? Obviously.
Besides the radio, before you became a superstar, exactly.
Before I had tens of people listening to my every word.
Internet superstar is like being a homeless person that
exactly,
that
exactly
lives in a shelter.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I sympathize and I understand your situation and I understand the crumminess of feeling kind of used per
There's
se.
Nothing worse
by this person, but I don't. You know, if that's what the relationship is founded on, then yeah, I would think it's probably time to let it go. I think you're in the right for it.
So you think I should hit him?
Uncertain terms, he might as well have told you that he actually has a wang when he was trying to make out with you. That's essentially what he did. Awesome. Excellent, Joe. Well, thanks for calling and sharing, buddy. I appreciate you coming straight out and saying this on the air. I think it's pretty exciting stuff.
Thanks, buddy. You guys are great. All right.
Take care, man.
Later, man.
Awesome.
And it's Keith, you just keep getting fatter and fatter every time I see you. I knew Keith when he was like 98 pounds. Chavo fluctuates, but Keith just went straight and never stopped.
I'm in for the long haul.
You really
I don't have this.
You still work at a...
one bleep.
Have to take care of that in post-production.
No.
Okay. Never even heard of it. Never
no, I don't. And no, I'm not giving you a discount on anything.
But dude, he's got a pill.
You.
Awesome.
All right, good night, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Awesome. It's crazy because the way that the whole conversation started when he called me on the way, he was like, dude, I don't even understand why I'm friends with this guy. I even hate him. And obviously a couple days have gone by and you can hear it. That's actually the way that I had the topic brought up. I didn't even know he was definitely calling in. I was actually gonna kind of tell the story and what I thought it was. But apparently it sounded like he's feeling a little bit more used than anything else. So it's kind of weak. But hey, you know, it is. Oh man. It's good stuff. It's good stuff and exciting stuff. I will say that I don't understand, I don't understand the idea of actually trying to forge a friendship or feeling like you are friends with someone that you hate, which I thought the whole concept that he had when he was talking to me. Do you actually have any people like that in your life that you're friends with? And of course, we're not asking you to mention their name here on the air, but do you have people that you feel like you're friends with that aren't really your friends or that you can't stand for whatever reason?
Let me see. Monty. Okay. my brother Chaz. Vanessa Stalker.
Okay.
You know what? That isn't that relationship, like the using type of relationship, or just a friend that you can't stand, but they're still your friend?
Right. Right. By the way, Jimmy J.J. Walker says in the Pal Talk room, it was never a friendship. It was co-tradesmanship. Joe is an asshole. That's according to Jimmy J.J. Walker. And I mean, I can understand.
The tradesmanship I do not agree with.
I could understand what the concept of, if that's what their relationship was founded on, and then that relationship is over. But maybe calling it friendship in the first place is the wrong piece
there. Absolutely. What about you, Chris? Do you have that person in your life that you really can't stand, but you know, you've been through thick and thin with, and that you know you can't lose the person?
I don't know about been through thick and thin with, but I got plenty of people in my life that I feel like I'm like, dude, what am I even doing? Why do I even talk to you? But I say this to these people. I say this directly to them as I'm friends with them.
Your mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Or every Monday and Thursday here, I say it to you guys. Like, you know, I don't know that I have the one that I hate. Per se. And again, that was the interesting dynamic to me when he talked to me about it on the phone. I was like, wait, really? You're like, you hate this dude? Does this exist?
I barely talk to anyone, like, on the phone or text. Like, I the only people, 90% of the people I talk to are in this room or when Brian is, you know, like, and you know, my girlfriend and then family. Like, I don't really have many people that I talk to. There's people I'd like to talk to.
It doesn't even necessarily have to be someone that you talk to on a regular. Case in point, Monty brought him up earlier. The kisser at the bar is someone that I see all the time, and I like him. But like when I actually hang out and talk to him and he's annoying and driving me crazy, it's just like, why am I even doing this? Why am I even friends with you? I find myself in that situation all the time. But I mean, I do. He's a friend of mine. I still consider him a friend. He's a, you know, a buddy. But I do find myself asking myself that question. I mean, the general group of friends that I have are a bunch of miscreants and misfits and idiots, you know. So
it's worse when you have a family member, I think, that is little off color. You know, you have to like them because they're your family, but, you know.
Or you can go my route and don't talk to half of your family. That's what I do.
Yeah, so you go the completely opposite route.
And if you were going to have one of these friends, if you're going to have one of these people that you're not specifically friendly with or that you don't particularly care for but you do like for something, what is the purpose? What is the purpose? I guess in Joe's sake, it's the co-tradesmanship thing, that there was some sort of benefit to it, some sort of something there that he's looking to get out of it. I don't understand the whole point of it. Is it? It's almost like the idea of the like an ego stroke to it, of something to it. The fact that this person likes you, kind of like almost like the you know, the hot girls that have the ugly girl as a friend because it makes them feel better to have the ugly one around. maybe the fact that this person that's so unlikable and miserable is around me, I feel so cool when they're around me. I don't know. I don't know what the angle is, but hey, who knows. Who knows what it is? It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here and here. So the thing you do with you is place to be, 877-744-6405, Instant Messenger, Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Rob, or Best in Show Chris, all that jazz.
Respectively?
So it's respectively, dissectively, inspectionally, something like that. What's up, Fred?
Nothing. Got a game show.
What do you mean?
Got a little game show called does a kindergartner know that? I'm going to play it. But I want to set up some rules first.
Whoa. How do you just say something like that with no explanation of what in the hell you're talking about?
All right. Here's the game show is called...
What is a kindergartner?
Can you say, does a kindergartner know that?
Can you say, does a kindergartner know that?
Can you say, does a kindergartner know that?
Okay.
And now what I'm going to do, you're going to pick a kid, 1 through 5. And the kid I ask 3 questions to. And you're going to have to know, does a kindergartner... know the question that I asked him.
No, what do you mean? Whoa. First off, what do you mean you asked kids questions?
No, today, you know, during school, I get bored.
started interviewing some kids. I said, hey, why not just do something for the radio, do something for the radio show? Do, you know, does a kindergartner know that?
All right, all right. Hoo-hoo, I invented that. Let's try it.
Pick a kid, 1 through 5.
Are these kids homeless?
Nope.
Okay.
They got homes. Some of them, anyway.
I'm going to pick kid number 3.
Kid number 3?
I love kid number 3. But you were saying you wanted to establish something about this game before time.
So we're going to ask, each kid has 3 questions.
Okay.
The person that gets the more questions right wins.
Now, is it if your kid gets the questions right, or if we get right what the kid said?
If you get right, if you're going to say, does the kid know that or doesn't know it? You're going to say knows it or doesn't know it.
Okay, okay.
And the loser, I guess the winner gets to pick the consequence for the loser. And the consequence is any pre-recorded thing you want. Like, say, what do you think what's the worst thing that, like, Chris hates? Chris hates Billy Joel, right, Keith? You could say, hey, if you win, Chris has to cover a Billy Joel song, pre-recorded. Or Chris, Keith, what does Keith hate?
Keith hates ketchup.
So you have to, you know, make him eat ketchup.
No. See, but the thing is, I know Keith wouldn't do that.
Or like a pre-recorded thing. What kind of type of music do you think Keith hates?
Some sort of something for the show. Oh, I don't see music. Okay, I'll
music
come up with
or something. A commercial, whatever. Some pre-recorded consequence.
Do we have to come up with it before the contest starts so we know what's hanging in the balance?
No, you could, you know, you keep it in your head.
Okay.
But it has to be revealed at the end of the
okay,
of the
perfect.
Contest.
Perfect.
At the end of the run of Best in Show, the series finale.
Exactly. So Chris picked kid number 3. Here's your question, Chris.
Oh, boy.
What number comes before 3?
How old are these kids?
Between 5 and 6.
He has to know that. Has to know that.
What number comes before 3? And now what are we looking for, Chris? Do you know?
4, right? Is the number that comes before 3?
We're looking for number 2.
Okay.
1.
Technically, that's right. Honestly, how is a kid in kindergarten, 5 years old, and not know that? That's absurd.
Right. You got it wrong.
Wait, was he right?
No, he was wrong.
DJ Newstyle agrees with me. 0, 1, and 2 would all be correct. -1, -2. That number technically does come before it.
All right. Should I give it to you? I'll give it to you.
No, don't give it to me. That all kid's right. So stupid.
How do you spell it?
Kid doesn't know what number comes before 3. No way. Does not know how to spell it.
C-O...
You're right. You're
wait,
right.
Did he finish?
I thought it was cheese O Delta.
Chris got one. Chris got one. She did not know how to spell
what
it.
What letter makes the sound B?
What letter makes the sound B? B.
Doesn't know. This kid is honestly, you know... Right. Challenge.
Does it know?
Challenge, to say the least.
B.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
So Chris got 1. Keith, pick a kid. 1, 2, 4, or 5.
One?
I'm going to do another round.
I'm going to take kid number 4.
Kid number 4. All right, Keith, here we go.
Not literally.
Does a kindergartner know that?
How many sides in a triangle?
Judging from this class, I don't even think the kid knows what a side is. I'm going to say no.
Circles?
Keith is right. Keith is right.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. Like, how many sides like word does the triangle have circles?
That kid knows how to play word association.
Oh, my God.
That's it. So, Keith, it's 1-1. Keith, here's your kid number 4, question 2.
What letter makes the sound B?
No way. Although, hold on.
Circles.
That seems to be he might have heard the other kid say that. No, I don't think there's any way.
No? Does not
wait,
know it?
Can I change it?
DJ Newstyle knows the answer. Rabbits.
I say he knows it.
You're going to say he knows
he
it?
He knows it.
All right.
B-bat-b.
B-bat-ba. Oh, you got it.
That is not a letter, dummy. That kid was wrong. By the way, Keith Fu says, here's a great idea, Fred. Why don't you try teaching these kids instead?
Well, this is kind of teaching them, you know, to ask them questions that they should know.
Hey, do you want to learn how to be taken advantage of for an internet radio show?
Isn't that the best lesson in life? Just learn how to be taken advantage of now.
Kid number 4, question 3.
What part of the day do we eat breakfast?
Absolutely not. No.
Morning?
No, absolutely
noon,
not.
No?
That kid hasn't had a good square meal in God knows how long.
So you're saying no, Keith?
No.
Let's see.
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember.
Okay, well, he was honest about it. He was honest.
Future Chris.
Wow, so
future or past Chris? Keith. That's the ghost of Chris Best.
Keith is winning 3-1. Chris.
All right.
Pick a kid.
What do we got? One. Give me kid number one.
Kid number one?
The number one kid. The kid that was the first person that you asked that you thought the answers were so bad that you had to ask four more kids. Yes. Give me kid number one.
What day comes after Monday?
What day comes after Monday? That is Tuesday, I believe.
I believe. That's the same night that I listened to the DJ Newstyle show, 9 to 11 p.m. here on Heroes Talk, thing to do with Year's Place to Be. It's exciting. The Germ Freak's so good. I'm going to say he knows.
He knows?
He? It is a he?
Yep.
Oh, it's a kid.
That's oh, it's I, a kid. It's a kid that we don't
okay.
know.
Okay. I'm going to say that he, she knows. Shim knows.
She doesn't know. Get it wrong. You said she knew, right?
Oh, man.
Question number two.
Where do we put our shoes?
In my mouth.
Does she know where we put our shoes?
No, of course not. No Tuesday.
She doesn't know where we put our shoes?
No. Okay.
On our feet.
You son of a bitch.
She knew.
I hate this kid.
Right. Kid number one. Question number three.
Spell it.
We heard already. C-O.
I wish the answer was spell what?
Does she know how to spell it?
Absolutely not.
Na, na, na. She likes to sing.
Na, 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 na. So in two rounds, I've already lost to Keith. There's no chance of me doing anything here. God well, damn it.
Well, we'll do the third round where each question is worth 2 points. So you could come back.
Oh, we both can go at the same time because you only have five
yes,
kids, right?
Yeah, we're going to both go at the
we'll
same time.
We'll go against each other. Yep. Nice, I like it.
So, Keith, who am I picking for you now?
I will take the finale of the day. I will take child number five. I have a feeling this kid's smart.
All right, child number five. Here we go.
When do we have dinner? During the nighttime or daytime?
Oh, you gave him multiple choice!
Square.
I'm going to say that given the multiple choice that you fed the answer right to him, what did he say first, though? The kid probably won't remember what he said first. All right, I'll say he got it right.
Got it right? All right.
Daytime.
Daytime. Daytime.
It isn't the day, right?
Nope. Got it wrong. Question number two.
What
kid number,
number
five.
Comes before five?
I don't even think the kid knows a number.
We're looking for the number four. You saying no, Keith?
No, absolutely not.
All right, we'll see.
Two.
Two, very good.
See, I'm thinking technically that kid's correct.
Keith, four. Chris, two. Keith.
Spell.
That's not a word.
Spell.
Would you
word?
Have accepted UH for the record?
No.
That's not. Is not
I don't
a
even
word.
Think this kid knows what you're word. Talking about.
A is a word. And A is a letter. It's so confusing. See, you would even befuddled me.
Yeah, no. This no? kid doesn't get it, and I don't blame him.
All right, spell R. Let's see if she can spell R.
I don't know.
You got it.
By the way, I just want to point out that Brian, our buddy Best in Show Brian, says in the chat room, with that kid before who said eating at night, what if the kid works nights? Maybe the schedule's thrown off. You know? Who knows?
Well, last round, questions are worth 2 points. Chris, you're going to go first.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
What color is an orange?
Gotta know.
Gotta know?
Gotta right. know.
Orange.
Yeah! Ooh, give me 2 points.
Four.
I just slid
four.
Right into the lead.
I think the kid was actually saying orange.
That's fine.
Keith is five. Chris is four.
Orange
Chris,
is our orange,
one.
Right?
Oranges are orange.
Perfect.
Keith, here's your 2 point question.
When do we eat dinner? The nighttime or the daytime?
One of them had to get it right, so I say he got it.
lifetime.
Ooh, Keith, the winner.
In the honor of sportsmanship, I am willing to make this a 4-point question, this last one.
Ooh. Wait, but then who gets to ask it?
For you, your final question can be a 4-point question, but I'm not even catching.
Wow. Okay. Here it is, Chris. Mm-hmm. 4-point question. If you win this, you win it.
I win it all.
Here it is.
Spell the word I.
The kid says I, and he says, no, E-Y-E. I'm sorry, dummy.
What is it?
I'm going to say doesn't know.
You're going to say
doesn't know how to spell I.
I.
I think the kid was right.
It's E-Y-E. It's wrong. That's the wrong answer.
Well, Keith, in a landslide, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 to 4. Keith, congratulations.
No, I got 5. Come on.
Congratulations.
Actually, he got 9 because I gave him 4 points on that
No, I didn't get that one. I got it wrong on that one.
Well, Keith won.
Oh, I thought you meant E-Y-E.
No, I is.
No, he meant the letter. He meant the same way that he said spell A.
Well, Keith, can you say, does a kindergartner know that?
Can you say, does a kindergartner know that?
That was good.
Winner.
That was good.
Keith.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
That's fantastic.
And now I'm just wondering what Keith has in store for Chris to do.
I can think about this.
You got to think about it till the end of the show. You got to mention it before we go off the air.
Okay.
28 minutes. You got 28 minutes to come up with it. Well, it's good. Good work. I love the idea of what the kids there. Special thanks to the Howard Stern Show for coming up with the idea. It's good stuff. Exciting. Hey, what am I going to record? Who knows? Joining us on the clearest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Hey, it's White House Brent.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I think next week, Fred should get him to spell hashish. Bong, cannabis.
I love the idea.
They all pass.
I love the idea.
No, they're not first graders. They're only in kindergarten.
All right. Hey, could you tell anybody? Could you tell anyone where Mr. Fred hides his special stash? In your lunchbox. That's right.
He hides it in circles.
Awesome. Awesome. I think it's a good idea. Awesome. Excellent, Brent. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You did a good job with your game show.
I'm proud of you. They're going to record a Billy Joel song. I know it. I know he's going to make you record a Billy Joel song.
I was debating in my head some sort of a medley of Chris having to cover Billy Joel / Meatloaf.
/ Creedence Clearwater.
/ Creedence Clearwater Revival. And honestly, okay.
My own way, or I have to do it serious?
I want you to do it. See your own way. I don't think you'll have a problem with.
Of course not.
I think you have to do it serious.
It can't be mentioned, even though that has nothing to do with Billy Joel or Meatloaf.
I'm leading there. I'm sort of leading there. By the way, can I bring up something about Creedence Clearwater Revival? One of the survivors of that 64 song contest.
We haven't even spoken about it at all tonight. Can we just say it? I mean, we mentioned it a couple times. If you guys didn't know, we're up to the Sweet 16, the top 64 songs, the best song ever, according to Best in Show Radio and Best in Show Radio's listeners. Go over to bestinshowradio.com, click on that fancy banner at the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to start voting. The voting for the Sweet 16 has begun. We've narrowed down the 64 songs to the 16 best songs of all time. Yeah, right. According to your votes. Now, what were you about to say about Creedence there?
No, the Creedence reminded me they were one of the bands that advanced in the competition. I have issues. Do you have the next round?
I have everything right in front of me.
Okay, so round two is done now. I'm asking you, round two is done now? Or?
Round two ends. The rounds end at 12 p.m. every Sunday.
Oh, okay. So round two's been done.
Round two's been done since yesterday. And tonight, right as the show started, is when the site was updated. If you go to bestinshowradio.com and click on that awful, awful banner that no one has designed us anything nice to put there, it'll take you to the Sweet 16. And we are down to the Sweet 16. We could talk about it a little bit here. I would like to not campaign in any way?
No.
About this?
Can we express emotion?
Distaste about what has happened in the past? As long as we don't put down, let's do it in a way that we're not attacking the songs that survived.
A matter of attacking.
So much understood. You know what? Let's try and make this clear. Let's try and make it sure everyone understands exactly what this contest is. And maybe play a little something so they can understand what we mean by music competition.
Okay.
Best in Show Radio has put together a contest where you, the listener, can decide what the best song of all time is. We've got a tournament set up over at RadioBronzeFans.com where you can vote and decide what you think the best piece of crap is.
Do you like songs?
Nah.
Then we got a contest for you.
Have we got a contest for you?
Oh, cripes. Wish there was a way to figure out good songs these days.
I like songs. Songs? You like songs? How many songs?
Innumerable. Uncountable. Uncountable numbers of songs.
No, really, how many songs do we have?
64 songs.
I like to hear music.
Oh, me too.
Pick your best one. Oof. I dare you. Rockbox in that one?
I hope. One would only hope.
There's got to be one good one of them.
I'm thinking there's got to be at least one.
Okay, no, really. How do I... If I want to vote for the best song of all time, what do I do?
You go to hearustalk.com, you click on the forums, and you vote for one of the 64 best songs that you've ever heard.
This is the worst commercial ever. It's so great because
it's awful. It's perfect. I think that was perfect. We'll keep it. Cut it. We're keeping it.
My favorite part about it is Brian's explanation of how to do it. It has nothing to do with the contest. You vote for one. No, you don't. It's got nothing to do with that. You vote for every contest. But anyway, just go and
enjoy. Having a commercial about a contest where the rules just don't match up.
Exactly. That's fine. Go to some sort of site and pick something. And go to Amazon.com and buy your favorite book. That's our new contest at bestinshowradio.com.
So we're down to 16 now. Man.
We're down to 16, and it is pretty ridiculous here. A lot of people.
Are they sweet?
Oh, they're sweet 16. I would say they're the sultry 16. I should change that to the sultry 16. But people online are already people are already complaining in the chat room about the songs that have made it through. But you people are the ones who are voting. It's your own fault. You're the ones that have done this. You're the ones that, let's be quite honest, put Bob Marley and the Wailers' Redemption Song as a better song than A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
It is.
Come on. When we started this competition, I don't think that there was any one person here that thought that A Day in the Life was not going to win the entire thing. Right? Am I insane in thinking that?
I thought it would at least be win that half. Like
Final four. Final four.
Wait,
least.
Fred, you said it is?
Either.
I think Fred's proving a point by even thinking it's close. Potheads.
Yeah.
I think did you post this on like the normal
A Day in the Life, you know, has to win or fight the power. One of those two.
Okay, obviously two most important songs. But you honestly believe that Redemption Song is possibly a better song than A Day in the Life?
It's up there. It's up there.
That's not what I asked you. Did you vote against it? Are you one of the
No,
adults?
I actually voted. I voted for
You Voldemorted?
I voted for A Day in the Life.
Okay,
I did. But I could see why people, you know, are thinking that because it is a great song too.
I think it's fantastic. But this is a tournament. And you go against or tournament as you guys like to say. You go by tournament rules. Mm-hmm. And you have to beat the one that's put in front of you. The seeding maybe wasn't done perfectly. It was done alphabetically in reverse and all that stupid stuff.
Sure.
Instead of making sure the greatest songs listed, it's not going to give you an unequivocal best, you know, top 10 list at the end of it. It's who wins, you know.
And it doesn't matter what the songs are matched up against because it's the greatest song of all time, it's going to beat out any song that's matched up with anyway. You know what I mean? So, I understand.
By the way, White S. Brand is saying, F this competition, let's get to the hip-hop contest. It's coming, buddy. It's coming. Don't worry. We're going to be nothing but contests and tournaments, so we have something to complain about from here to for the rest of our life. It's a fantastic thing. But yeah, I mean, that's the only one that really stood out as being the worst. As I'm looking through
Yeah, what are some other songs that are in it? In the running.
Sadly, you said Fight the Power or Day in the Life would have to make it through. Neither made it through round two, as Fight the Power, ironically, was beaten by the Beatles, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. So Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds continues on. That's round one. I'm trying to think. No, nothing really shocking there. Although Across the Universe by the Beatles, eliminated by Billie Jean. That one hit me a little bit hard because I love Across the Universe, one of my favorite songs of all time. Shameful. Going through the list here.
Billie Jean's a good one, though.
Hey, Billie Jean's a good song. I'm not saying it isn't. Thank God Creedence Clearwater Revival's Fortunate Son was eliminated by the Who's. The kids are all right, just saying.
Wow, really? I think that was very lopsided early on in the voting.
And I think the kids are all right won by like 2 votes. It was really close. 1 or 2 votes. It was very exciting as we go through it. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else. Man, as I get to that page 4 and see Redemption.
Maybe your potential cover of Fortunate Son might do better in the next
one. It might do it. Redemption Song sitting at the top of bracket number 4 just blows me away as I look at it. I will say Waterloo Sunset surprised me. Surprised me getting past that. Give me just a little more time. Surprising me. And as it moves on to the sultry 16.
Very good song.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go so far as to say that there are very few songs in the 64, in my opinion, that suck ass. There are a couple that did. But the vast majority of them are really good songs. Are they the best 64 songs of all time? Probably not. But hey, we left that up to you guys to nominate.
Are some of your songs still in the running, Chris, that you picked? Don't tell me.
You know what it comes down to? I'm not going to say which songs of mine made it, which songs of mine didn't make it. I'm not going to say anything of that sort because I'm proposing now a side contest, which we've said a couple times here, a side contest that I say we're going to accept votes. We're going to have people send a mail to – what's the email address? Pick the email address that they're going to send it to. secretcontest@bestinshowradio.com. Secret contest. Why it's a secret is because I'm not going to post it anyplace else. So you have to be a listener of the show to know what this is all about. Not posting it on the forum, not doing anything like that. You actually have to listen. Send an email to secretcontest, and you're going to pick out which 5 of those 64 songs were nominated by me. Which 5 of those songs were nominated by Keith. Which 5 of those songs were nominated by Fred. I would say for the other members of the show as well, but the other guys actually posted and Gal already posted on the message board, so it's pretty easy to find out. I mean, you know which 15 came from someone that wasn't on that list. That's very easy to figure out. Which 5 were done by each of us? And whoever comes the closest to being correct is going to have a fabulous gift waiting for them at the end. And as a special tiebreaker, I guess, just in case someone does pick all 5 for each, knowing each one, if you pick out in advance who the winner of the entire contest is, then that's your tiebreaker. Throw that in there.
Sweet.
Throw that in there, because I think there's no way that anyone could know that at this point. You know what? Maybe who they're going to go against. Who you think the winner and the runner-up are. Those will be the tiebreakers. Make it even more confusing.
We actually have prizes to give?
We have fantastic prizes. We got a DVD box set of, what was that thing called, Keith, that you had?
Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken's DVD box set. That's a fine, fine purchase.
Northern Exposure.
We've got Northern Exposure, what? Season what?
Season 1. Comes in a little tent.
Wow, look at that. Either one of those. So if it was like 1996, great gift.
I was going to say, I have a VHS of some Seinfeld episodes on it that I could give.
I'll be honest. I think Robot Chicken is a damn good gift. And if you're a fan of the show Northern Exposure, that's a great gift too. So we'll leave it up to the winner which of those 2 you'd like to take, unless we have another gift that we want to throw into the mix. Any Xbox games that anyone wants to throw into the mix?
Mercedes.
A Mercedes. a Mercedes. We're going to find out what Xbox game it is that's being given. Look at this. Donated by our buddy Ed McGrath. Still in the package. We have Forza 2 Motorsport for Xbox 360. Looks like a really terrific game that came out like 12 years ago. It's really cool, though. I would take. I mean, in all honesty, I'm sure it's a great game. I don't have an Xbox. I don't know about the Xboxes or the Ataris.
Not to sidetrack, but I was going to buy a used PlayStation 2 this week, and it was like $70. Does that seem a little steep?
PlayStation 2?
Yeah.
You could probably buy a brand new PlayStation 2 for $100.
Right, and then this place also had Xboxes for $40. That's what I didn't understand.
Pre-owned. Xbox.
It's GameStop. I don't know why I'm saying like it's some local
but
business I'm in a room.
It's Xbox, not Xbox 360, just regular Xbox.
Oh, I thought they were all the same thing.
Nope, 2 different things.
Oh, so it's the old
Xbox and Xbox. I mean, you should buy it. I got a Nintendo that I should buy for you. It's brand new. It's the Nintendo, just like the Wii. It's a Nintendo.
$200.
Yeah, no, Xbox and Xbox 360 are 2 different things, and PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 are 2 different things. Obviously, the 2 and 3 are obvious, but the 360, it's pretty obvious. So Xbox has been around for, 158 years, whereas 360 has been around for like 2. 3, maybe. I don't even know.
The
video game guy's not here. I don't know what we're talking about.
So you guys really didn't buy it.
No, I didn't. Because I want to get a PlayStation 3, play my PlayStation 2 games.
I don't even know if they do that. You got to talk to everybody. Look on the forums. There are people that give you advice.
There's guys I work with that spend all their time and money on games, PlayStation and Xbox games. So it's not a big deal. Ataris, anyone?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what game I do love. It's my Wii. It's my Wii. I told you guys before I like smoking reefer and bowling a little bit on the Wii. Well, those games are gone, my friend, because I'm purifying my life. I'm cleaning up, as you guys saw from the carrot juice that I was drinking earlier. I'm really cleaning up my life, cleaning up my act, getting my act together, as it were. And now I'm all about my purchase that I got last week, right before the show, my Wii Fit. I cannot stop hula hooping like a madman. Back in the days when the Wii Fit first came out, the big craze was YouTube videos of hot girls doing hula hooping in their panties. You wait to see the hula hooping video of me that's going to be coming out on YouTube before you know it. It's so exciting. I can't even take it. It's the greatest thing in the world. I will say the Wii Fit that was impossible to find, I only found thanks to our friend Veal Chop from The Awful Hour, theawfulhour.com. Fine, fine talk radio goodness that you guys should be checking out. He tipped me off to a store on Staten Island that has it all the time. I walked into the store this week. And a couple of shady Asian gentlemen were in the store saying, yeah, yeah, I got it, man, for you, no problem. You got to pay cash, though. I was like,
This was on Staten Island?
Yes, it's on Staten Island. Yeah, it wasn't someone saying DVD, CD, $2. It wasn't one of those guys. It was actually a store, an actual store. And I walked in.
I envisioned the for anyone that knows, the Canal Street when they sell like illegal like coach bags and stuff, and they take you downstairs into this like illicit place, like you're buying an ounce of heroin or something,
like a scene from Gremlins or something like that. He's down with the old Asian guy. Looks like a smoke shop. Looks like there's no video games on the shelves, but all of a sudden a Wii Fit just comes out of nowhere.
Hey, you know, these things happen. They're trucks. Things fall out of trucks all the time. There's accidents.
Did you have to wait outside for them to get it? Like, did they put it in a truck for you?
I had to stand by the dumpster and wait for it to come in. No, you went in and he handed it to you right there. It was odd because in front of the store, they have the credit card logo on the window. But the fact that he just looked at me is like, we got it for you, but you got to pay cash. I'm like, all right, no problem. So I made my purchase, got my Wii Fit, and I've been hula hooping like a lunatic ever since. I got my cardio boxing going. Oh, it's exciting.
We have Wii Fit, but we don't pay taxes. So you need to give us cash.
Oh, strangely, I paid taxes, though. I mean, he gave me a receipt.
You paid the tax?
Of course I did.
Oh, if you're paying cash, you shouldn't have to pay tax with that.
I had to pay cash, and I had to pay tax. I mean, I have a receipt from the store that says I purchased a Wii Fit from them. So it's not like I didn't do it. Maybe he just...
And the address is on the store and everything, or is it just a receipt with numbers?
Yes, it actually just said Circle Rabbit is what it said. It was numbers according to those kids from your contest earlier.
And so you got it, and this hula hooping thing, is it a real hula hoop, or you just have to move your hips back and forth?
You just move your hips back and forth. There's a thing on the floor. Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, who's this?
Voldemort.
Is this really Voldemort?
It really is.
Very, very, very nice to hear from you, sir.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm outrageous. I'm doing outrageous myself.
Sir, do you prefer we call you Voldemort, or would you like to go by your real name, or...
You mean Jimmy Gaghans?
Yes.
Fantastic. So, Mr. Gaghans, how are you this evening, and what can we do for you?
I'm well. I don't know. Why you put me on the spot like that? We're watching the Westminster Dog Show.
Oh, Best in Show. Good stuff happening. Is that tonight?
Yeah, it's happening as we speak.
Oh, it's very exciting. I guess the question that's on everybody's mind, let's cut to the chase, Mr. Voldemort or Mr. Gaghans, as if that is your real name. I'm curious, was Brian as aggressive with you this weekend as Keith told the tale, or was he really just a little bit friendly, and maybe he's aggressive when he's friendly?
All I can say is he's a hell of a kisser.
Okay, he is a hell of a kisser. All right, I mean...
No, but was the stuff he was saying hurtful to you, Voldemort?
No, no, not at all. No, actually, I was just telling my girlfriend yesterday. Like, we had it was a blast. It was a hoot.
A hootenanny, as it were. I mean,
yeah.
Do you think that his intention was to be aggressive with you, though? And just that maybe you're an even-tempered guy and you didn't take it so harshly, or maybe you took it as him putting the moves on you as you had to kiss him as a result?
No. Well, I don't know if he told you about this, like halfway through like arguments in the street, I'm like, just slap me in the face and I'm gonna slap you back. And then he like slapped me once, like kinda. And I'm like, no, like really slap me. Like kinda slap me again. And I'm like, no, really slap me in the face. And he's like, boom. And I'm like, boom, right back. I'm like, see, look, it's done. And then it was over with.
Oh, see?
I didn't know there was actual fisticuffs.
They actually had a fight. They actually had a fight.
But you didn't take
it. I didn't take offense to it at all. It was late. It was like 4 in the morning. We were drunk. He bought me a beer even that same night. It was great. It was a good time.
Can you just tell us one thing about the final walk? Did Brian have to start, like, didn't he go at it one more time when you guys finally separated?
I think, yeah, well, he wasn't letting the issue go away, that's for sure. He definitely wanted to let me know that I was not going to mount the shit in New York City for whatever reason, but...
But don't you take offense to that? Like, I would take offense to somebody saying that to me.
I guess. No, I don't know. He was wasted. I think really what he was just trying to say is it's not easy here.
Wait, hold on, Mr. Gaghands. We have another call coming in, and I suspect I know who it is. Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
This is Voldemort's best friend.
Oh, great. Yeah. You two together, and it feels so good. What's up, guys?
How you doing, Clinton?
Wow, I'm learning even more about this. I actually slapped you. I put my hands on you. I'm sorry.
I asked you to. I was like, come on, just slap me. And then, like I said, the first time you did it, you like barely did it. Then you kind of did it the second time. I'm like, no, slap me. You're like, phew.
And well, I do kind of slap like a fairy, so.
But it was Brian, I had a great time. It was fun.
So did I. I really hope you didn't take offense at anything that I said to you, regardless of how offensive it was.
Not even the slightest, my friend. Not even the slightest.
Good.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to get back to my dog show, but you guys have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Voldy.
Thanks for,
go Poodle. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, man. So I'll see you Friday night.
Of course.
All right. Bye.
And, Brian, just so you know, our buddy Keith Fu is pointing out in the chat room, wait, isn't there a one caller show limit?
Oh, he's got a point.
Rob, can you take care of Brian, please? All right, so I think we have closure now. I think we have like some semblance of closure.
Totally. It didn't sound like a fight at all now.
I thought it was disappointed?
Like a, yeah, kind of am disappointed. I thought it was like a big thing, and now it's find out it's nothing.
Pals.
They were having, like, love taps.
Pals, partners, friends, kissers, love tappers, whatever it is. They're good guys.
Who's the tranny between the two of them?
Well, let me ask Chaz. Let's Chaz for his professional assessment of the situation. I think it's great. I'm glad we got those two lovebirds back together and everything's just peachy keen.
Well, they made up. That's good.
That's great.
Made up, all types of things.
Yeah, Liverspot says it sounds like there may be more kissing going on. Good for them. Good for those two kids.
Yeah, and if I was Brian, I wouldn't want to hang out with him if he's kissing me out of nowhere.
What's that?
If I was Brian, I wouldn't want to hang out with him as either because he's just kissing. Every time you have a conversation, he's just going to try to kiss you.
Oh, that you wouldn't want to hang out with Jimmy
Voldemort,
Gaghands.
Yeah, or Jimmy Gaghands. You know what I mean? I can understand why Jimmy wouldn't want to hang out with him because he's a nut.
Maybe we get Jimmy Gaghands together with the infamous guy from the Serpico show. They could hang out together and there could be all sorts of kissing going on. Violence, kissing, slapping, all that sort of.
For some reason, I love Fred calling Brian a nut. He's a nut.
It's not, Brian gets drunk and he tells people that they're going to fail in life.
Like a nut is right there with a nerd to me, I think. Like somebody calling someone a nut is probably one of the best things you can hear. What are you, a nut?
Some kind of nut, this guy. You know what? Nut is kind of good. And nut, if you say it like nut. A little nut. Depending on how you say it. No, you said you're nut.
Ever since, Chris, you called that little big, thick, brown mole on your hand a nut.
It's not a thick, brown mole. It's a supple, pink lump. Oof. It's a little bit different. And it is kind of a nut. It's like a nutty little thing. Do you like, would you prefer when things are, when someone is a nut or when someone is nutty? I'm a nut. I'm a real nut job. I really can go, I can go to town sometimes. I kind of like a real nut job.
In all honesty, dude, guys, I'm a little nuts.
I know that.
Like, the person that tells you how crazy they are uses the phrase nutty, I think.
And I shouldn't throw any stones at Brian, because I'm nuts as well. You know what I mean? Everybody is a little nutty.
I wouldn't know anything about it.
You have some nutty times.
I'm well-adjusted. I'm a perfectly normal person. I'm not going to see a mental health therapist at the end of this week. I'm a regular Joe.
Are you nervous now, second time?
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little.
Looking forward to it.
Really?
It's going to be terrific. This is going to be the time when I make my assessment, when I decide whether I'm going to continue to see this person or not, based on this week's...
Based on just how it goes, the feeling that you get afterwards?
Right, because I didn't feel like... I didn't feel like anything happened in the first one. The first one was like too initiation-ish.
Sure.
This weekend, this week I'll find out if I feel like it's going to place. I might give it like this time and maybe one more time, and then I'll make the decision of whether this serves any purpose.
You have any stuff that you want to talk about in particular, or you just go with the flow of what he says?
I have no idea.
You
don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't think that this is the platform for it, but I'm a hurting person, and there's a lot of things that bother me, and if those things come to a head while I'm sitting there and I want to talk about them, I will. If he has a way that he wants to dictate the way that it's going to go instead, that's fine. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. We'll see where it goes.
Well, good luck, man.
Yeah, whatever.
So what is this?
I'm going to see my therapist. It's such a little thing. Yes, it's Friday. It's Friday. It's going to be terrific.
Friday and Sunday, or no?
Do the show on Friday night.
Speaking of show, we need to talk about this.
I don't think anyone wanted to talk about it on the air.
We should, because we're going to need to.
Let's leave it as a big question. People fill up the chat room that not know if we're going to be there or not.
Exactly. So the day in question would be Wednesday.
Well, I think Keith made it clear that he's not going to be available on Wednesday.
Well, if Keith's not available, that's one man down. I mean, Brian's not available on Mondays, generally. I mean, so one man down. So would you be available there, Mr. Fred, for Wednesday?
This Wednesday?
Yeah.
Sure.
I got to mull things over.
I mean, are you definitely...
Thursday's definitely out on.
But Wednesday could be definitely out too, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. So if
Brian just said he's in the chat room. Brian's in for Wednesday.
Okay. We will...
good luck to you guys. I hope it comes out well. I hope the show's good.
I'm saying if he can't make it, because, Rob's schedule now is a little off kilter. You could go any day.
Oh, no. Besides that, no.
I love the idea of making it sound like he has a life-threatening disease. He can go at any time. You never know what's going to happen to this guy. He's a nut. He's a real nut. You never know what's going to happen to him. What's going to come of him?
No, the feds are going to come knocking on my door. Take
total fruitcake. So.
No, besides the obvious.
Ah, dude, FUBA.
I'm a little chemically imbalanced. I'm not that messed up. So, we can, I think we'll know.
By the way.
You know what? I can make a decision.
Joe is saying in the chat room, Joe who called in early, he's not available. Hey, let's try it Sunday instead, obviously.
I think there can be a decision made if everyone tunes into the DJ New Style show tomorrow night between 9 to 11. I will let everyone know if we are doing a show Wednesday.
That is a very, very professional move there. Cross promotion, anybody who's listening to the show would be listening to the DJ New Style show anyway, but now they have to listen to the DJ New Style show to find out if Best in Show will be on or when we will be on. Exciting.
You got the Italian smarts, that kid.
So the question is, will we or will we not? We'll have to make a promo of sorts for it, and we'll play a little promo.
If by we you mean you, then yes, I guess we will.
And if that promo is...
I'm sure as hell not making one.
If that promo is going to be, we're going to be there. We're not going to be there. Promo.
Actually, let's have a contest. Let's do 64 votes online, and whoever decides whether we're going to be there or not going to be there, then we'll figure it out from that point on.
Can we do it like the bracket, like the NCAA?
Obviously. That's what I'm hoping for. I look forward to it. I look forward to something, or I look forward to not doing a show. Does anyone have outro music that we're playing? They do. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Special thanks to everybody that called us. Hold on, let me go through my list of who I think called us, and you guys tell me who I forgot.
The Hutch.
We got Monty. The Hutch. We got Monty. We got Brian. We've got Chaz. We've got Joe. We've got, obviously, Jimmy Gaghans. We got White Ass Brent.
Ken from New Jersey.
Ken from New Jersey. Oh, God. Ken from New Jersey. How could I forget? Was that it?
Yep.
It's everybody. I think that's it. I think that's it for us, too. Special thanks to all of you for checking out this dumbness. Maybe we'll see you this week. Maybe we won't. You'll have to listen to DJ Newstyle tomorrow night to find out. I don't hit the post.
Have you ever heard the song?
No, certainly not.
You came awfully close to doing it without ever having heard the song.
No, I've got like another 30 minutes I've got to do. So, guys, check out that contest. Seriously, bestinshowradio.com. Vote. Check out Spreadshirt or heroestalk.spreadshirt.com. Buy some stuff. Hey, check out my Twitter. Check out Rob Giggs's Twitter. Go over to twitter.com, bestinshowchris or bestinshowrobgiggs.
Check out Chris's medley of
Rob.
Bestinshow Rob, sorry. What?
Check out Chris's medley of Billy Joel and Creedence and some others coming soon.
And some others? I never agreed to do an album side. I'll
record one thing. You agreed to do whatever I wanted.
No, we did not agree to whatever you wanted. Yeah, Chris is going to do the whole Billy Joel catalog, and followed by Creedence.
And listen.
And drive me around.
We need to talk to Vanessa Stalker offline if you want to call us.
Yeah. And hopefully we talk to Vanessa again the next time we do a show, whatever night that is.
Buy a gun, Vanessa.
Look at that. Our buddies at The Awful Hour also have a Twitter, twitter.com/TheAwfulHour. Twitter.com/BestInShowChris, twitter.com/BestInShowRob. Exciting Twitter. Mustache Vimeo is coming soon, but this I'll talk more about that another time. I think that's basically it.
Cox. King Norris.
obviously. Fred, read the plugs. I think that's it. Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio. Peace. How could I forget twitter.com/DJ New Style? How could I forget?
Episode 200 tomorrow.
Oh my God! It feels like just yesterday was episode 1. Back in the good old days, when men were men, and not dating chats. That's it.
Yet I'm the one attempting to do some good. Or do you really want a neighborhood where people piss on your stoop every night? Bohemia, Bohemia's a fallacy in your head. This is Calcutta. Bohemia is dead. Dearly beloved, we gather here to say our goodbyes. Here she lies. No one knew her worth. The late great daughter of Mother Earth. On these nights when we celebrate the birth. In that little town of Bethlehem, we raise our glass, you bet your ass, to La Vie Bohème.
La Vie Days of inspiration, playing hooky, making something out of nothing. The need to express, to communicate, to going against the grain, going insane, going mad. To love attention, no pension, to more than one dimension. To starving for attention, hating convention, hating provincial. Not to mention, of course, hating dear old mom and dad. To riding your bike midday past the three suits, to fruits, to no absolutes, to absolute, to choice, to the village voice, to any passing fad, to being an us for once instead of a damn. La vie bohème.
Hey, mister. She's my sister.
So that's 5 miso soup, 4 seaweed salad, 3 soy burger dinner, 2 tofu dark platter, and 1 pasta with meatless balls.
Ew. It tastes the same.
If you close your eyes.
And 13 orders of fries. Is that it here?
Wine and beer!
To handcrafted beers made in local breweries. To yo, that's to yo. Put your rice and beef and cheese. To lab, to dildos, to curry with that loo.
Mucho masturbation.
From passion to fashion to passion.
When it's new to Sontag.
To Sondheim. To anything taboo.
Ginsburg, Dylan, Cunningham, and Cage. Let it roost. Langston Hughes.
To Jay. To Buddha.
To Buddha.
Pablo Neruda. To. Why Garvey and Toto went over the rainbow to blow up at TM.
Sisters?
We're close.
Brothers!
Bisexuals, trisexuals, homo sapiens, carcinogens, hallucinogens, men, Pee Wee Herman, German, white, turpentine, Gertrude Stein, Antonioni, Bertolucci, Kurosawa, Carmina, Burana, to apathy, to entropy, to empathy, ecstasy, Boston, Hubble, the Sex Pistols, ABC. To no shame, never playing the fame game.
To marijuana.
To sodomy, it's between God and me. To S&M.
Waiter, waiter.
La Vie Bohème.
In honor of the death of Bohemia, an impromptu salon will commence immediately following dinner. Maureen Johnson, just back from her spectacular one-night engagement at the 11th Street Lot, will perform Native American tribal chants backwards through her vocal corner while accompanying herself on the electric cello, which she ain't never studied.
And Mark Cohen will preview his new documentary about his inability to hold an erection on the high holy days.
And Mimi Marquez, clad only in bubble wrap, will perform a famous lawn chair handcuff dance to the sounds of iced tea being stirred. And Roger will attempt to write a bittersweet evocative song.
That doesn't remind us of Musetta's waltz.
Angel Dumas-Chinard will model the latest fall fashions from Paris while accompanying herself on a 10-gallon plastic pickle tub.
And Hounds will recount his exploits as anarchist, including the tale of its successful reprogramming of the MIT retro reality equipment to self-destruct as it broadcasts the world.
Actual reality, act up, fighting. Excuse me, did I do something wrong? I get invited and ignored all night long.
I've been trying, I love that part. No one's perfect, I've got baggage.
Life's too short, babe.
Time is for lying, I'm looking for baggage that goes with the mine.
I should tell you
I've got baggage too.
Should tell you
baggage.
Wine and beer.
Easy tea break.
It's really true. It's funny because it's true.
Ew.
Ew.
I wish she really said, me? Ew.
No, who are you thinking? It's gross. DJ Rob is next in the Heroes Talk radio room on Pal Talk, and who knows, I think on HeroesTalk.com too. Exciting. Thanks, everybody. And look, Princess Calls Too Much has a cam up. Exciting. See you guys next time.